morelikeradio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
This is soon-to-be new president of United States, Donald Trump. How are you today?
Oh wow!
I can't believe you're calling our show. What's going on, man?
I've always wanted to be in Miss America.
Well, I've been always looking at the interwebs and how they're producing social hits, what have you. And since I announced my 2016 candidacy, I noticed that this broadcasting corporation is the best for me to promote my candidacy.
Oh. Super luxurious.
Very, very wordy there, Donnie.
Mr. Trump, all due respect, should you get, God forbid, elected president next year, there will literally be hell to pay in the White House, and so I just want you to know that.
I have one thing to say to you. I listened to it a couple weeks ago. Is this Ramcat?
Respectfully, yes, sir.
Yes.
You're fired.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And
it says men shouldn't fondle other men's bungholes.
Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number calling is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice if you want to get in contact with the show on the interwebs. Or what you should be doing every Wednesday night from 7 to 9 p.m. is go to morelikeradio.com live. Join us for our live chat. See our beautiful faces. Or if you do want to see our faces afterwards, go to vimeo.com/morelikeradio. You can watch our sexy faces there. Today is June 24, 2015. It is 7 o'clock in Delaware right now, the hub of the world. And they just passed recreational marijuana, so good for them. We are joined, as always, by Marie, don't call me Sarkeesian Lopez.
Don't do it.
Is John the Laser here today? I don't know.
He's not on right now.
John the Laser died. We have Sean Running Waters on the show.
I am here.
He is there. He is queer. We're already used to it. We have joining us live from the very popular Brains Through Radio, the new single and ready to mingle, Chris Hammy Hamill joining us.
Hello.
And Joel Dutch Van Wingerden.
Watching a new crop of Thug Life videos today.
I love those, by the way.
I was crying because they were playing this song to it. I tweeted it out earlier today if you guys want to go check it out. But
I am obsessed with those. And you know what else I'm obsessed about? And they haven't gotten old.
Penises.
I fucking love cock. It never gets old. That was so clean. Dutch, while you pull that up.
While you isolate that.
Yeah, while you isolate that, the
here
things that I can, maybe people will we'll play that first. Go ahead.
Go check it out.
Okay.
Oh, God
budget.
I hate it.
That kid's hard as fuck.
That little kid was hard as fuck. That I cried laughing when I first saw that today.
The thing
did you see the one with Steve Harvey on Family Feud flirting with the yes. very cute white woman?
Yes.
About wanting hot chocolate.
Fucking thug life. Oh, the thing that I can't that I've just been obsessed about lately has been the Chris Pratt Jurassic World photoshops.
They're amazing.
And if you haven't seen the movie yet, you don't have this, but there's a scene even in the trailer where if people watch the movie, the whole premise of it is, you know, him being able to train raptors, you know, like fucking
and like seals.
Like seals. So he's standing there in front of three of them, like, and they're looking at him, and he's just bent over with his hands out, and he's like, eyes on me, girls. Well, the photoshops that have been coming out have been brilliant. There's one with him photoshopped in front of the three Avengers, like Thor, Iron Man, and Captain America with his hands open. There's one of him in front of Teletubbies. The funniest one to me is him in front of Randy from South Park. They're broing down with their arms out. I respect you, brah.
I respect you too, brah.
They have not stopped being funny. I don't care what you... I think Dennis did one with him at the Overlook Hotel with the two girls from The Shining just standing there with his arms out. It is. I don't know why it is, but sometimes I get obsessed with the silliest and dumbest things.
The Museum of Natural History's curator for in the dinosaur park had had him posing in Chris Pratt's position and with the dinosaur skeletons.
That is awesome.
The Museum of Natural History tweeted that one out.
I also saw that zookeepers are doing it. When like different animals, like someone did it with their, the guy that works at a penguin exhibit.
The penguins are my favorite.
Yeah, he's three front of three penguins with the arms out.
They look the least threatening of all the animals yeah. in a zoo.
What I wanted to do was
kickable, though.
I was going to try to get three of the Moxie girls to do it for me so I could make a meme with them. When it goes, eyes on me, girls. Oh, God. I told Mersh to do it with the strippers, but they might actually bite him. So, you know, we want to be careful. And, you know, he doesn't have those glow-in-the-dark condoms, so we don't know what diseases they have.
Also, hepatitis.
Oh, God. Yeah, I just took my hepatitis test. I passed. I did great. I got one A's, two B's, and a C.
That's not good.
What?
I don't even know how you can get two B's.
Well, there's two B types.
Yeah. Okay.
how do I know?
Yeah, it's like vitamins, except, you know, it'll kill you.
Yeah, I got that new B12 strain of hepatitis.
It gives me a lot of energy.
Oh, Christ. But speaking of Jurassic...
But speaking of
Jurassic World, they're under fire now. Hollywood Reporter, Jurassic World racist dinosaur names.
Why?
Jesus. First it was sexist, now it's racist. Well, how is it racist?
Were they calling them like Laquisha and Jaquan or what?
No. I'll read it here. But by the way, yeah, they're saying it's sexist because the girl in the movie had to run in heels the whole movie. Like they made it sexist.
She shouldn't have worn heels to work
that day. They even made a joke about it. She is wearing heels because she's dressed professionally, you know, for work. And then she gets caught up with dinosaurs, so she still has heels on, you know?
Well, then why wouldn't you take them off?
And they make her legs look great.
Not to mention, just spoiler alert, she goes face-to-face with a T-Rex at the end of the movie,
By the way, the last 20 minutes of the movie were the reason to watch the movie, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, it wasn't as good as one. No one could say that. It was not as good as one. It was, I would say, equally as good as two. It was way better than three.
Was three the one with,
William H. Macy?
I hated that one.
Yeah, I'm cooperating here, Raptors! You know, you're going to want that true coat. And then the fucking T-Rex attacks them. I'm like, what's going on? You know,
I didn't like that the raptors in this new movie were pretty much violent sidekicks. Yes. Like they were the violent killing machines in the first one that everyone was afraid of. Now they're trainable. Like, what the hell happened with the raptors?
Well,
they're like dogs.
They turn them into dogs rather than, you know.
Pretty much.
No, that didn't. See that
super smart.
That didn't bother me only because in the first movie they showed how smart they were, which would make them trainable.
Clever girl.
They did allude to how smart they were.
Right.
And I'm sure Jurassic World took a nod to Disney, how mm-hmm. they just turn any animal into a dog.
Yeah, that is very true. Good point. Disney does turn like horses and moose.
Yeah, it's like a between a cat
moose
and a
dog. But
it's like, I got it, guys. What if the horse acted like a dog?
Now, I will say that, and Hammy, I read your review on your Brainstew blog, which was really good, by the way. I agree with you with a lot of stuff. It absolutely wasn't mind-blowing or anything, but it was a good movie. It wasn't a bad movie. And I think it had a lot to do with how just funny Chris Pratt is.
Yeah, he's one of the saving grace of the movie. He plays the arrogant tough guy, but has like kind of a softer side. He played that role perfectly. Yeah. I really liked Chris Pratt.
Indiana Jones, which he should be. The other person that was great was Nick from New Girl, the IT guy.
He wore the Jurassic Park shirt.
Was hilarious when he tried to kiss the girl and she's like, no, I have a boyfriend. That scene was the most. I didn't see it coming. Nah, it doesn't matter.
I still haven't fucking seen this movie. You've been talking about it.
We'll watch it tonight. I have a screener that I didn't steal. Jurassic World Under Fire for racist dinosaur names. Dutch, I'll send it to you, Dutch.
Yeah, please do.
We'll get
screeners. We'll throw it on the Dropbox so we can all see it.
Yeah, yeah. It's a screener. Don't worry. It's legal.
Not you peon shows. Only the good ones.
And the reason I know that the screener's ours is it says my name in Japanese. Don't translate it, though, at the bottom. Trying to give a Pachyliosaurus a shorter nickname might have been a mistake.
Hold on. Can we guess the quote racist?
It was
all four of us should get a guess.
Packies. Yep, you got it.
Yay.
First guess.
Oh, that kind of racist.
Yeah, it's a Pachyliosaurus.
I don't like Pakistanis either.
Apparently, in England, that's like saying the nigger word.
Oh, it is. But Obama said the nigger word, so we can say it now. It was a
thing.
As long as you put word afterwards, we're good.
Yeah, we said it yesterday on the Mark Maron podcast.
He made a cool, sweet.
It was slur 65 million. You said you jerk. It was a slur 65 million years ago in the making. In Jurassic World, there's a scene in which protagonists learn that a group of dinosaurs called Pachyosaurus have escaped. For shorthand, they call the group
Pachycephalosaurus.
Sorry, Pachycephalosaurus. You're right. For shorthand, they call the group dinos Pachys, which American audience may not realize is offensive slur in the UK. Wow, I'm really
deal over there, man.
I am really glad that they didn't clone the Nigosaurus Rex because they would have been fucked with that nickname. Also, the Spiklodon would have been terrible.
That would have been awesome.
Uh huh. Oh yeah. Well, but he always gets there 15 minutes late and doesn't try.
I'm just really glad the Chinkysaurus wasn't in the movie either.
Hey,
really
those are small dinosaurs and they're much more effective though. But you should have seen the Mexodons. Those are hardworking little dinosaurs. They're short, but they work hard. Mm-hmm. They're always standing in front of the Dino Depot, and you put them in the back of your truck.
They love their oranges.
The Kychosauruses were kind of hoarders. They always gathered all the eggs from everybody else. And
you're right.
Kept them for themselves in their own banks, and then they would control the weather.
Yeah, and the Polakosaurus has just died off because they were too stupid to eat.
Just too stupid.
Yeah. For some reason, the Puerto Rican sources were fucking genetically engineered to have knives in their hands, which I thought was odd. British comedian Guzzy Bear, he sounds hilarious, has called for a boycott of the film. In
Britain, dude, that's seriously like if you had a sister country like England is, if they had a thing like we're saying, if they called a group of like them, you know, that's a pack of niggers running around.
Yep.
Everybody would be outraged over here.
Oh, yeah.
Like, dude, it's that bad over there. You don't call them that.
Yeah, just it's read like Huckleberry Finn, though, and everyone's fine.
You're right.
Well, I'm just
saying. Just like how chink over here is the really bad thing to say about Asians, yet slope is the chink in England.
Yeah, I call them slope. I say zipper heads because I'm an old school racist.
I think slope is that's just a fun word to say.
Now, British comedian Guzzy Bear has called for a boycott. Whoa.
I want to call a real Asian slope.
Gender neutral cot?
I was going to say a person cot because I'm a modern feminist of the film. In tongue in cheek video, he rants against Jurassic World, taking issue with dialogue such as the Pachys are out of containment and the Pachys short.
Okay, so he's running with it. Okay. Yeah. He made a bit out of it.
Yeah, I mean, I think he was messing around, but the problem is that he was joking, and from what I'm reading, some people are really taking it like, that's fucking offensive, you know?
Yeah, but people love to be offended.
But to be fair, guys, it was a documentary based on real-life events about dinosaurs being cloned genetically in a park and then coming to life, so obviously I would be worried about it, too.
Mm.
You gotta
being
be careful.
Facetious now. Again.
I just gave myself an idea.
Hey, do I have to show you Chaos Theory? Give me your hand, Sean. I'm going to show you Chaos Theory.
Thank you.
Jeff Goldblum makes
Sean
you fist.
Stop trying to put your dick in my hand.
That's Chaos Theory.
Sean does his own Chaos Theory. It's fine. Mm-hmm. But I just came up with an idea. People love being offended so much, I'm going to come up with an amusement park that just offends people.
That would be awesome.
Wouldn't it?
Offensive world?
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
What would be in it?
Well,
just racism. it would be very similar to Epcot, but everything would be the racial slur or slang.
Yeah.
for everything. So yeah, it,
like,
you know.
Like it's, for, it's a perfect world ride, but it's just Hitler,
right? For example,
paraphernalia. You go through that.
Spaceship yes. Earth would be changed to Spaceship Fat Shaming, where the big ball would just be a head on it, and it'd be a fat chick in a bikini, and you would just go inside the ride and laugh at fat women, real fat women. On right. the, you would go, ah, you fat bitch. That would be the first thing.
Yeah,
I would
Royce
do.
Is a good point. It wouldn't just be towards race. It would be towards gender, sexuality, looks. There would probably be some sort of, there would be like, you know how Epcot has Body Works?
Yes.
It'd be Body Shaming Works.
Oh, I love it.
Where they just make fun of you as you walk in.
Forget Epcot, all of Disney. Here's what you do. I would have It's a Small World, but when you go through Africa, the windows come up and the doors lock automatically.
Oh
like,
my God, that'd
just
be hilarious.
Something like that, you know? That would be
great.
And
the music would get lower.
Yeah.
It was like, everyone just stay really quiet.
Be quiet.
Just get through, just get through this. Oh, okay, we're back in the suburban area. Mm-hmm. Da,
da, da, da, yeah, it would be amazing. It would, I would love for Disney to do a modern day revamp like that. You know, for example,
everything in France would be smelly.
The Jungle Bunny cruise would be amazing.
Oh yeah,
I don't like that.
What?
Instead of having like Mickey and Minnie walking around that you could take pictures with, you would bring out only the offensive characters in movies, like the crows that were in Dumbo.
Or the slave from
yeah,
the Brer Rabbit
Sebastian
one.
Would make
Song
a,
of the South.
Sebastian would make an appearance from The Little Mermaid because, boy, his underlip was
very
large.
Oh, my God. Yeah, can we point that out? Because I was the other day thinking about it, like, Disney, we always say have a lot of race stuff, but we always talk about the crows in Dumbo, but even more modern, like if you see Little Mermaid, Sebastian the Crab is clearly a black guy singing. Why does
he's
he have
Jamaican.
Why does he have big black lips, though? He's a crab.
Crabs don't even have lips.
He has big boot lips.
Yeah, you're right. They didn't have to draw him like that.
It didn't make sense. Like, we get he's black, but by his voice, but they really gave him like really big features. Like, it's always weird. They do that sometimes to see if you notice.
Under the white man.
Yeah. Under the sea. But yeah, I mean, Packies are, the actual problem. Not the dinosaurs, the people.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
They also point out that it was sexist because the character Caitlin didn't want any children, wanted to be a career woman. And the sister jokingly said, oh, when you want to have children. And people are calling that sexist because naturally all women want to have children.
That's just how families talk to each other. That's
like
normal.
This in the last 3 years, like this is getting weird,
right?
Like I feel weird that everything that comes out, people are quote offended. And the thing is, nobody is. They're just looking for something to yell about. I think
because that's how good we have it here in America. We have it so good. We need to find something.
We need a fucking war. We need to go take over another country, man.
That's exactly what I was saying yesterday. I was saying we have it so good here. Like I was saying yesterday, we have people. The people ISIS is putting people in cages and putting them at the bottom of swimming pools to die, and we're sitting here complaining because we called the dinosaur a packy. This country should be fucking killed just on principle.
No, we need a fight. It's because, like, I mean, just humans in general have to have some sort of conflict. That's the reason why any movie is entertaining. That's the reason why anything is, any source of entertainment has to have some sort of a conflict. We as a country haven't had that in a little while. I mean, the whole thing with Iraq and whatever has kind of died down in the last 5 years.
No,
so
we need to
satisfy our need to fight. We're fighting with each other about dumb shit.
Well, here's why. Because the problem is, well, besides the fact that everyone's a fucking pussy, the problem is people are stupid. The problem is people need something to latch onto. People need a cause. And that's what it is. People need...
And there's too many causes out there.
There's too many causes.
And we like to, you know, have everything in abundance. So people pick multiple causes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when one cause kind of dies down, there's another, like, backup cause that you can be angry about until the first cause that you really believe in comes back around again.
I miss the good old days when everybody hated Arabs and then accidentally Indians.
Yes, which was fine. Now, since you were talking about terrible theme parks, I did have this on the prep. Dangerous, Tasteless, Dirty, the worst theme parks in the world.
Oh, boy.
These are the worst theme parks in the world. Some of them I knew about. Some of them I've never heard of.
Disney World.
No. Well, it should be. In the fucking July, it should be.
Can we go to all of these?
No. Parque Eco Alberto in Alberto, Mexico.
That sounds really safe.
Translate that, please.
It's Park Eco Albert, basically. Trying to cross the border from Mexico to the U.S. can be a dangerous and deadly experience. Prove it. So why not make a theme park out of it? For just $18, guests can travel down to Parque Eco Abierto to experience what it's like to cross the U.S. illegally. Yes, they have a ride that lets you pretend you're crossing the border.
Oh, that sounds fun.
La Caminata, also known as the hike, is an attraction that provides visitors the authentic border crossing experience.
Oh, I want that.
Listen, you're going to love this.
Is there a gift shop at the end?
Get ready for this ride. All excited.
It only has water and new shoes.
Visitors travel 7.5 miles accompanied by 100 staff members who pose as coyotes and ski masks. Border agents, drug smugglers, and guides. It's a terrifying experience you pay for.
Well, it's like a haunted house almost.
The next one, Bon Bon Land in Denmark.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
Here, let me post a picture of Bon Bon.
I'm posting.
Okay. Look at this. It's basic.
Shake your Bon Bon, shake your
a
Bon.
A rat
Bon.
Puking, apparently. At first glance, Bon Bon Land looks like your standard theme park. There are water rides, thrilling roller coasters, and snacks galore. But rides aren't the issue at the park. It's their names. Not only are the characters in the park doing gross things like vomiting, but there's a ride called Farting Dog. I need to go there. And another called The Water Rat. Really need to go there. Oh, and while you're
there. Fun.
Yeah, that sounds way more entertaining than our stupid shit.
Oh, and while you're there, don't forget to have the kids ride Skidmark. We don't think there's an actual Skidmarks on the ride, but the name conjures imagery. Okay, we know what it means. Now, this one.
There's a poo stain.
This one is near us. This one we drive by every single day.
And Royce refuses to take me.
It's the Holy Land Experience in Orlando, Florida.
I want to
go. Oh, is it a Christian theme?
Yes. And as we call it every time we drive by, we call it the
Glory Hole Experience.
The Glory Hole Experience.
Why won't you go?
Because it's $60 a pop. I would go for the joke if it wasn't. Yes,
really?
I would go for
the balls to charge that much.
I swear to you, I would go. I was saying I would go for the joke to make fun of people, but $60, I cannot a person I can't justify.
That dude, come on, that's a business expense you can write off if you're doing it for the show.
Well, that and Bill Maher already went there to make fun of him.
If you see Religious,
he went to the Jesus Park.
The Holy Land Experience has good intentions. No, it doesn't. The park's main mission is to bring the teachings of the Bible to life. Why is that good intentions? Which they do. But things quickly turn somber. Instead of a parade of costume characters like a nearby Disney World, Holy Land shows crucifixions of Christ every day.
Crucifixion?
The rite twice a day and bloodied beaten Jesus is... Sorry, twice a day. Bloodied and beat Jesus is paraded through the park before he is nailed to a cross and dies.
How many lamb sacrifices do they make?
We could be wrong, but we think your children would probably prefer a picture with Mickey. Not really.
Do you get to take pictures with Judas?
Hammy, we have one local to you, Action Park in New Jersey.
Oh, I've been to Action Park.
Explain Action Park.
Okay, pretty much if you want to build a park where you're guaranteed a lawsuit, you build Action Park.
Wait, what happens?
Some of their water slides aren't smooth, so people got cuts on them when they're sliding down a slide. They have a looping water slide. There you go. They're building it now. And
it closed because of
insurance, but they're reopening it.
No. I was wondering if that slide was enclosed, because if it was in...
It was enclosed.
Okay, good. I was going to say, if it was exposed, like, you know... A kid with not the right amount of weight is not making that loop.
I'm reading.
But I went there as a kid, and from what I heard, if like 20 kids got injured, that's a good day.
Yes. That's what it says. Action Park has one major issue. There's too much action. A string of accidents and safety violations earned this New Jersey staple the nickname the world's most dangerous park. In 1996, the park was shut down. It reopened 2 years later, but has continued to push the envelope as far as safety is concerned. Case in point, the park plans to reopen its dangerous Cannonball Loop water slide in 2016, 20 years after the original slide was shut down in the 80s over safety concerns. Let's just say we won't be the first in line to volunteer. I kind of dig this park, though. I'm not going to lie. It sounds awesome.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
If there's a legit... See, that's the thing, is you go to these things for the thrill that... Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, that's the reason why people skydive, because there is a chance that you may die. I would probably go to this park and have more fun than I would at, like, the Eliches we have up in Denver, just because it's like, I know I'm not going to die or get hurt or have my head get kicked off of my shoulders like that one guy a couple years ago. Remember him?
Yes. Or the lady that got her feet chopped off on a fucking roller coaster.
Yeah.
No, she got her foot chopped off because she kicked off the dude's head. Well, remember that?
Oh, God, you're right.
Foot, it was the same.
Yes,
head.
You're right.
The speed and force. Ew. He went to go with his hat or something, I think.
In the chat room, I posted the looping water slide.
That looks nothing like the one on the picture. That looks like something a redneck built in his backyard.
That is exactly what Action Park was.
That's awesome.
It's a bunch of rednecks that built extremely dangerous rides.
And what do you do if you don't make the loop and you slide back
you
down?
You die.
Well, I guess you're going to crack your skull on some other kid's foot.
Yeah, some other kid's going to come down.
No, you're just stuck. You're just stuck in the slide.
Dude, that
how do you get out? Because you couldn't climb up the loop. You live there. Way, and you're God as you well live there. You're not climbing up the
that
other
loop
direction.
Looks way too narrow.
Wait, hold on. Do you want to see the exit of this water slide?
Yes more
take
than breathing.
Take a look at this in the chat room. Now. It looks like a slip and slide.
Okay, so when we go to...
Oh, my God. This is Action Park.
Yes.
When we go to New Jersey
this
again...
This is something that was done at a ski lift, dude. I'm seeing little things on the side. When this is Action Park?
Yeah, well, Action Park was part of Mountain Creek, which is a ski resort in the winter, but in the summer, it's Action Park.
Jersey have mountains?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have tons of them up here.
Okay, I had no idea.
Next time we go to Jersey, I need to go to this place. The next one here, Fantasyland in Alexandria, Egypt. I guess this is a place where you fantasize you're not in Egypt. We're not sure if Fantasyland, spelled with a Z, is still open. But if it is, it should probably be shut down immediately. At first glance, the theme park just looks like a pile of dirt. But upon closer inspection, there are rides on the ground, although there's no guarantee the rides are working. We also hear that the staff on hand... take your money
Arabic.
At the entrance, but that's the only service they will provide. Enter at your own risk.
So there's no one running the rides?
It's kind of like on your... That sounds kind of cool.
Everything's on a timer. Like, you just have to make sure you get in before the thing...
At least there's no lines.
Good point.
God, Egypt is awful.
Oh, my God. I need to go to the next one. It's Stalin's World in Lithuania.
What?
Yeah. It's nothing
I'm
like...
I'm down for that.
Dennis's favorite theme park.
It's like Wayne's World.
Welcome to Stalin's World. You are at... Stalin's World!
Patreon Wayne.
Simpsons.
The name of this theme park...
I just made it up.
The name of this theme park should let you know things are about to get controversial. Stalin's World, also known as Grutas Park,
it's getting
home.
Risky. It's getting controversial in here.
What is she doing?
Black Eyed Peas. We also know at Grutas Park is home more than 100 statues of the controversial leader's face. It opened in 2000 and showcased newspapers, documents, posters, and videos from 50 years of Soviet rule. In Soviet Russia, park rides you. To round things out, what a country. To round things out, there's also a merry-go-round if your kids want a little adventure with their propaganda.
What an audience. Thank you.
Everyone gets equal cut-go-round. It's not very merry.
Everyone's rides for the same amount of minutes.
Hey, you, change your username.
No. I see what you did there.
Xing Jishan Amusement Park in Beijing, China.
That's really racist, Royce. No, that's his real name.
That's the real name. Xing Jishan, I swear to God.
Royce.
Okay, you're right. Chinky Chink Amusement Park.
Whoa!
When you enter the gates of Xing Jishan Amusement Park in Beijing, you'll be welcomed by costume characters like Minnie Mouse and Donald Duck. There's one problem. This is in Disney World. These characters are cheap replicas. We imagine that these bootleg characters are similar to the unstable ones found in Times Square, where it makes us cringe.
Who would have thought that China would have knockoff characters?
Wait, those guys in Times Square aren't the real...
No, most of them have bed bugs. But it's not just Disney.
They smell really bad.
They smell like they've been in costumes all day. But it's not just Disney. The park also has rides inspired by Jurassic Park and Batman. So if you want to show your kids a slightly disappointing but decent time, take them to this park. That's all. That's the list.
I'm sure that's going to be the more affordable alternative once Disney in Shanghai opens up, because they are building it.
Have you guys ever gotten an injury at an amusement park?
No.
Every single time I went to Action Park, I got one.
Well,
I've had other people have injuries to where I've had to go to the infirmary inside of an amusement park.
I will say that. Oh yeah,
what
your
happened?
Sister, when she got jabbed in the side of the rib cage.
Yeah, I've
told
the story before, but I'll tell it again. We were at Halloween Horror Nights here in Universal, and they do that every year. I'm sure every place has one of those parks. You know, they do like a Halloween takeover in October.
Right.
So, not Scary Farms.
Yeah, exactly. They take over the park or whatever. So they usually have people dressed up like, you know, as different monsters running around. And there's always these dudes dressed like in, you know, Jason mask running around with chainsaws. The chain's not on, but they're on. You know, they're real chainsaws, but the chain's taken off, you know. So they make the noise, but they don't cut. Well, they run around, and I was there at the park with my sister, and some guy ran into her with the chainsaw. Now, the chain wasn't on, but it's still a hard piece of metal. She had a chainsaw-sized bruise on her stomach. We walked into guest relations, and I go, excuse me. Some guy just hit my sister with a fucking chainsaw.
Now, was he just blinded from his mask and didn't realize where he was running? Or he actually swinging and just misjudged how far out
it came? That's not what it is. No one did it on purpose. But remember, the people that get to hire this are not trained. They're just drama student dropouts.
Oh, yeah, they're just dudes.
You know, and he's swinging a chainsaw around, and it still hurts if you get hit with it. So I walked up in there, and I go, listen, I want a refund because my sister, we have to leave. She has a fucking bruise, and it was bad, dude. And then the guy's like, well, we don't give refunds. I lifted her shirt up. I go, look at this. You don't give refunds? He goes, hold on a second. He gave me a full refund immediately because he didn't want me to cause any problems.
See, this is how cheap you are. I would never even thought, if my sister got hurt, my first thought would be like, all right, let's get her somewhere comfortable. Your first thought was funny. Where's my fucking money?
No, like, no. As a matter of fact, if you know what, the thing is, if you know anything about my sister, and Sean could attest to this, she's just like me.
She was the first. She was the first. She was. I'm thinking about it, knowing Renee.
She was the first one with an ice.
Fucking get a refund, Royce. Come on, man.
She had an ice pack on her stomach, going, now we're going to customer relations. We're getting our money back. Like, she was the militant one. I was like, all right, let's go get our money back.
I have permanent nerve damage in my knee at an injury that I got at Waterworld. They had you know, like those.
Dry land is not a myth.
Any like just the amusement parks that are just water, like there's no. You know what I mean? Everything's a slide or a ride or a wave pool or whatever. Well, have you seen those like ones where it's like a water fight house where like you have water cannons and there's like 14 levels and everybody's just shooting at each other with water shit? Well, they have those ones that are like the pump ones where you swing it back and forth. There was like exposed metal of some sort. All I know is that, like, you can't really see it now. I was really young when it happened. But I got a cut about this big. And for listening audience, I'm holding my fingers about 4 inches apart. Across the top and side part of my knee, which damaged a nerve cluster. So now when I touch the top part of my knee, I feel it on the side of my knee and vice versa.
Yep.
Like the wires got switched.
That's not good for you, bro.
No, it's great.
I've had it ever since I was a kid. But that's the worst injury I've had.
When I used to go to Action Park every year, there was an attraction there. I'll post a photo of it in the chat room. Where you can literally swing on a rope into a pond, and if you take one step and you swing the wrong way,
oh my god,
you'll smash crash into the rocks behind you. And I crashed into rocks, and I cracked a rib on the rocks. So that
you smashed into the rocks,
yeah, because I jumped on way.
You must be okay to see that video.
Well, I was a little kid back then, but you have to jump in a straight line. And if you jump at an angle, you're going to hit those rocks in the back. I did hit the rocks.
I'm looking at the picture. This isn't a ride. This is an episode of Fear Factor.
Yeah, it is.
What the? No, it's for real. Dude,
that pier doesn't look stable at all.
Okay, let me explain. Wasn't.
There's only two crossbars holding up essentially like a Jenga tower of 2x4s.
You know what I'm obsessed with, Dutch? Because now I'll explain the picture. There's a dude ready to swing off of this. It's like a pier that's above like a water source. There's a little waterfall behind it with jagged rocks. But don't worry, their safety measure is a 2-foot piece of padding. Right behind the rope. Are you looking at right under his feet?
No, I see it.
That's awful. No.
I'm just looking at the support. Like, just I built shit and everything like that. Like, that is not enough cross support.
No.
It looks like what some shit my brothers and I would build in our backyard.
Exactly. It's something you would build with your brothers in the backyard.
Like you build a tree fort. You don't know anything about logic or weight distribution.
Well, you know what? Nails actually grip wood. What nails not meant for wood.
It's always just screws.
And like, then you never...
That looks like a tree fort built.
No. And then you never get the right wood, so it's not like the treated wood, so you have splinters in your feet all the time.
Right. It rots after one season. Everything gets warped out.
Particle board everywhere. It's terrible. Yeah,
look, this step. It's made out of particle board. Break. It'll support my entire body weight.
Break.
No,
guys, it's funny you mention that because every kid, they actually instructed you to wear water shoes when you walk in a park because the wood was very splintery and you got splinters all the time in your feet. And fun little fact about this park, most of the rides were built around the natural wood. So that's not a pool right there. That's just a lake.
Oh, good.
Just jump into.
By the way, going back to this picture, I like the fact that I don't know what that green material is, but I like how they kind of.
That's their safety measure.
No. In the water itself. So like, I'm assuming they coated the bottom of this lake with some sort of like what you see in like those cheap, indoor pools.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, like, it's not concrete. Whatever,
I don't think it goes under the water.
I think it's on the side for the rocks.
I think that's just to cover the rocks. I'm not sure if you're supposed to walk up those rocks to leave. Like once you let go, is that where you're supposed to walk back up, or are you supposed to swim downstream somewhere?
Yeah, it's off to the left of the photo, but there is a little exit. But it's pretty much just a made rock staircase.
No, my point is,
safety measures there.
My point is, okay, if that's meant to cover the rocks, they kind of just gave up after 20 feet. You notice how like the whole left side and the whole right side is just completely open.
Marie keeps farting. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt the story.
What did you eat?
I don't know, but she has been farting. We were talking before the show about like business and real stuff, and then she just went, lifted her, in the middle of the set, yeah, just like that, lifted her leg and went, she keeps farting.
I drank those like diuretic teas last night.
The poopy teas?
Yeah, and it's made my belly all upset all day.
How many times
did
you shit today?
Like three times.
So a normal shitting day for Royce.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good day for me.
But like,
did Royce only shit three times today? Are you all right?
My stomach
is he dieting?
My stomach was rumbling so much that I was afraid to have coffee. Like I'm like, I'm not combining those two together. So I was sitting there tired at work all day because I didn't have a cup of coffee.
To answer your question, Dutch, as far as people getting sick at theme parks, your original question, it hasn't happened to me, but there's one ride at Epcot that everybody gets sick on, and that's Mission to Earth.
Yeah, sick. I thought I said hurt, but go ahead.
Well, when you see the bathrooms, it hurts me. Mission to Earth is an actual space like simulator, like it's in Epcot. Where, you know, it's, you know, they take those astronauts on those spinning things to get them used to zero G.
Oh, right, yeah.
Well, Spaceship Earth is those things, but they put a TV screen.
Why would they have this out in the public?
I know. And if you've ever been on it.
Oh, wait, so you're not actually doing it, it's a visual.
They spin, but there's a TV in there to make it look like when you're spinning, you're going to space. They even had to make a section that doesn't move for people that couldn't handle it. My dad was on it, and he got so sick because of his anxiety because he punched the screen and broke it in the ride. He punched it and broke it. And I was like, what happened to you? Because I need to get out of this thing. It's fucking, you get nauseous. And the bathroom right by there, you walk in there, it is vomit. It's just vomit. Because it is not meant, it's meant for astronauts.
I've survived it.
And that's to make you used to high gravity for when you get launched.
You're right. Good point. Leaving and entering
the atmosphere.
The atmosphere. Exactly. You're right. I meant to say.
Yeah,
right.
But that's for astronauts.
You know what terrifies me?
Do we really
though?
Need this for the general consumption of public?
What terrifies me is Cubans taking over South Florida.
Well,
what terrifies you?
No, that's already happened. Okay. One, two. What terrifies me is whenever I go to these theme parks, like especially over here at Universal and Islands Adventure and shit. They height check me when I come through the door sometimes. Like, the guys will come over and be like, how tall are you? 6'7". Okay. Yeah, because apparently if you're like 6'10 or over, some of these rides can decapitate you.
Oh, yeah. Space Mountain
terrifies the shit out of me.
Space Mountain.
I have not gotten on Space Mountain since I was like 20.
Dude, Sean, I'm fucking 5'9", and I'm on Space Mountain.
I never thought about that.
Space
Mountain.
Do you
think you're going to hit your head against shit? Like,
people have.
All the time. If my hair is longer, like, you know how sometimes I just let it grow out.
It'll hit
you kind of like, you feel like the whiff of like a door frame or something like that.
No, I feel a metal bar like swiping through my hair as I'm on space. The last time that happened, I was like, nope, never again. I must have been 20, like 2 or 3. I was terrified.
It's not. It's, dude, I'm telling you.
I never thought about that. Yeah.
Any indoor roller coaster where it's dark and you don't have, and you can't see anything. I know. I don't do that. No way.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I have that same fear that if like you raise your hand and you're going down the hill going, your hands are going to get chopped off.
Yeah, you do feel claustrophobic.
I hold on for dear life on Space Mountain. Like, and first of all, I can't even fit in the little cart to begin with. Like, I have to curl myself up into this tiny little ball.
You want to know why, though? Those carts were made so many years ago when people were actually way shorter and smaller.
Oh, absolutely. Right.
They're not built for many rides in Disney are not built for the modern day American.
No.
Like, it's
really fat people.
The modern day American obese fucks.
One of my biggest victories when I was losing weight was when I no longer had to use the special fat person seat on the Hulk roller coaster ride and I could use the regular person seat.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
I was smiling, going, oh my God, I'm a normal person.
Yeah.
For a while there,
No joke. That is my goal weight. When I could fit on a normal seat on a roller coaster again, I'll be like, okay, I lost enough weight. I'm good now.
You know exactly what I mean. The seats, they need the two seat belts instead of one.
Yes.
Because it's not enough because the latch doesn't lock. So you're only being held by the seat belts.
And you have to get three people to like push it just locks once.
Yeah, just mush everything in.
Exactly.
Like, we'll get it.
You feel like the Raptor containment unit from Jurassic World, you know? Like, sit still. They're moving a flare at me so they can lock me in.
I like how Marie posted a couple more photos from Action Park. You see the girl in the water slide? That you don't go really slow on that slide. You went really fast. And if you can see near the bottom left, that
it's turn rocks.
Before it goes into the tunnel, you're hitting
you're
that
smashing into really that every
fast
time.
Speed.
Oh, yeah, that looks so people, dangerous.
Many people crack their heads on that wall.
It looks like they put a piece of padding in there. Mm-hmm. You know, and then just painted it the color of the rest of it.
It's the most redneck and dangerous park ever.
No, my favorite is the headline Marie posted. Man drowns in at pool at Action Park.
Oh, yeah, that happened all the time.
Jesus Christ.
That's from, like, 1981?
That's a 720, 1981.
It's been around. Yeah, and then it closed in 96, but then opened again is what it said.
God. Then they're planning on reopening it again.
Yeah, by the way, Domino has a good point. There's some questionable shit on Space Mountain. That is right. To this day, Space Mountain is still one of the most not safe feeling rides in the park.
No, it does not.
Shakes. And not like shakes in a roller coaster way, but shakes in like, are the bearings coming off? Kind of shaking?
Like you can feel the screws loosening as you run down them. Like you're like, one of the screws just fell out. I know. Yeah.
And by the way,
screws are falling out and I'm hitting my head on posts and fucking ride.
It's funny because Space Mountain, if you look at it with the lights on, it's not a terrifying roller coaster at all in terms of the loops and stuff. What's terrifying is you could really die. Like the Hulk, for example, is a way scarier roller coaster, but you feel safer on it because you're really latched in and it's newer. But Space Mountain, it's like,
it's amazing.
This thing from 1969 is supposed to still work. Okay, cool. Let's just do it. And if people wait for lines to be terrified. Another ride that freaks me out, though, I call it the whiplash ride, is Thunder Mountain. That thing is a whiplash machine.
Like, I don't know what Thunder Mountain is.
Because Thunder Mountain, when you go to Thunder Mountain, it's another roller coaster in Disney. It's like the runaway minecart one.
Yeah.
But you're not strapped in like in Space Mountain. It's just a bar. So
yeah, you're just a bar in a row of like made for four or five people.
And the problem
is, I kind of like how unsafe that makes me feel.
No, I get it.
The ride real, you know what I mean? Like something about just having a bar makes a ride a little more terrifying.
Like Coney Island roller coasters?
Yeah.
I remember one time on Splash Mountain, my sister busted one of her teeth out. Because when you're on Splash Mountain, you get all the way up to the top of the mountain, and then you're in like this wooden log type thing. And so my sister's sitting there, and she's terrified of heights. So she's like curled down and holding onto the bar in front of her, and she's got like her face down. So we go down the thing, and she's really holding on tight. And then when you get to the bottom and you make that splash, you hit the water. So once we hit the water, her face slammed right into the rail that she was holding on, knocked one or two of her teeth out. Mom was not happy that day.
Yeah, Domino says Thunder Mountain. Holy shit, that's right. The thing is with Thunder Mountain too, since there's four people, you have to be very smart. And I learned is how you sit. If you're sitting with kids, the bigger you don't know this, but if the bigger person sits outside, like me, for example, you will squish and kill the kids. Because there's no
that's right.
When Sean says there's no bars in between. There's just a bench. Think of a bench.
Yeah, it's a bench seat.
It's just two to a seat. Sometimes or three.
You're right. So
it's three if you're small. Two
doesn't
if you're
matter.
Fat.
Yeah,
you're
crushed. Fat guy in the middle.
You're crushed. But yeah, I mean, you know, but then again, I haven't been to Disney in a while. I really haven't been to any theme park in a while. The thing is, when you start living in Orlando.
You stop going
because you're like, how many times can I? The only times we even go to a theme park, and it's because it's worth it. We still get our annual Universal passes only because in February they have the free concerts and they have really good bands from there sometimes. So it's worth it. Like we saw Weezer, Huey Lewis.
And no one else.
And no one else. Which isn't a band. We just saw no one else. But yeah, I mean. Hold on real quick.
Yeah. If we're talking about like, you know, amusement park stories.
Sure.
You know how like, okay, so Waterworld, I remember the last time I was there, this was the time that I worked out my knee fucked up. That happened when I think it was like 14. The last time I was there, which was a number of years ago, but it was super windy that day. And you know those like mini tornadoes that will pop up every once in a while?
You mean tornadoes?
No. Like ones that are like maybe 10 feet high and will just pop out of nowhere. Like a water spout type of thing. Like just,
yeah.
What do they call them? Not dustbusters, dusters. That's what they call them in Kansas. We saw them all the time when I was going out in college there. One happened, and I'm not joking. My buddy Tyler and I think my sister Renee were there at the time, and we were sitting like on the outsides of like the big wave pool. You know, like every 5 minutes the wave comes in, and everybody's kind of like meandering around the pool area, and it was super windy. One of these little mini tornadoes picked up this 3-year-old kid, lit, I'm not joking, it like kind of sucked him into the air for about 4 or 5 feet and then dropped him in the water.
Oh, shit.
It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. I thought like it was, it's one of these weird phenomenons that doesn't happen every once in a while. I think I probably could find some videos on YouTube, but yeah, dude, like those mini, I keep forgetting what they're called. But yeah, I just remember seeing this kid get sucked dust up in devil? The air and just going like,
you know,
is it,
was
is it a dust
yeah.
devil?
Man.
Is it a dust devil?
Dust devil, there you go.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. One of the rides had always terrified me, and I still never did it because I don't understand its safety. When you go to carnivals, that yo-yo ride, the one where it's just a chair that's strapped to two chains and it's just spinning around with other people. You know what I mean?
Those are the worst.
They look so like you're, all it takes is 1 second and you're dead. And when you're a bigger guy, and I'm sure Hammy could attest to this, when you're a bigger guy, rides scare you more.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know there's weight limits, and you know that they only function in a certain way, so you're like, oh, I don't want to die. You know, I don't want to be
anything worse than a carnival, though.
Yeah, the people that work there are worse.
That's my point. Carnies, just the whole overall experience, dude, of a carnival.
You have fucking people that have no idea what they're doing running those. Meth addicts. Like, yeah, I'm just run this roller coaster. It's fine.
If the whole ride can fit on one tractor trailer, I'm not going on it.
Yes, that is a goddamn good point.
That's a good rule to live
by. That. I like that, Hammy. If it fits on a tractor trailer, I ain't riding that motherfucker. Give me a break.
The worst, though, and I kind of like this, are wooden roller coasters because they feel unstable. Yes. Because they are. They're made of wood, but you know they're safe, but they almost never feel safe.
Yeah.
But
I think wooden roller coasters are more safe than regular metal roller coasters.
Not the one we have here in Denver.
Not the Cyclone. That thing's breaking down every week now up in Coney Island because ever since Sandy, the wood is starting to rot away on the Cyclone and people are still going on it.
Didn't one of the rides get taken out to the ocean?
Yeah, that was a coaster at Seaside Heights.
The entire ride.
The entire boardwalk.
We're going to go sailing now.
Yeah, and it stayed there for a few months until people finally took it upon themselves to get it out. Because some people wanted to leave the roller coaster in the ocean as a memorial. To the old boardwalk. But yeah, I never want to go on a Cyclone.
That's great. Let's fuck up the entire ecosystem because you want a fucking memorial to a tornado, for a fucking hurricane, you idiots. I want one more thing before we go to break because we did talk about this last week. Remember that KFC chicken tender?
That was a rat.
It looks like a rat.
Well, we have an answer.
So yes. Remember the story buzzing online a few days ago? The man in L.A. claiming he was served a fried rat from KFC?
I remember.
Turns out, KFC says there was a rat all right, but it wasn't in the chicken.
Get it?
After posting these pictures of what looked like a Kentucky Fried rodent, 25-year-old Devery's Dixon may have some explaining to do. The images of the odd-looking piece of chicken and his story went viral. He even went on to advise people to avoid eating fast food at all. Well, relax, everyone. KFC says it wasn't a fried rat. After being tested in an independent lab, KFC says it turned out to be all white chicken, as they suspected all along. KFC now says the right thing for Mr. Dixon to do is apologize and to cease from making false statements about the KFC brand.
You know what I want? I want an apology from Ramcat Mark because he was the one who kept fighting me on it and I said it was fake and he was like, no, dude, it's real.
I wish he was here.
You all were fighting me on it. Who was right? Just tell me.
You were right.
It looked like a rat, though.
Who was right, though. I said it wasn't. It was just a fucked up piece of chicken.
You're right. By the way, you brought up.
I'm still taking Mark's side.
You brought up.
Thank God you told me I was right.
Now, by the way, Mark isn't here this week because if you heard last week, he was fired. He was fired by Donald Trump. So
fired.
We're trying to get him back, but Donald Trump is a fucking hard ass dude. I don't know what we're gonna do. He's just the worst. He's just the worst.
But he's going to be the president, so there's that.
Yeah, okay, he'll be the president.
Dude, this upcoming election, if he's on the ballot, I'm going to vote for him.
Why?
Because
he's a Republican. He's not fuck both parties.
Wait, who are you voting for?
If he doesn't get the Republican nomination, he'll run it as an independent.
Who are
he'll
you put voting his name for? On the
card. Donald Trump?
Why? Yes. Why?
This guy has had more bankruptcies.
Fuck both sides.
He's had more bankruptcies than anyone. How can he handle our budget? He can't even handle casinos. He's bankrupt at least 10 times.
I don't want to vote for anyone running.
$18 billion.
Joel, we need to pick one of us and everyone writes in that one person's name. So it's more than one person that gets the or that gets a vote, so, to a point where we can have a percentage, even if it's 1%. I want to write one of our names in.
I'd rather vote for Donald Sterling.
1%. You think we could get 1% of the... How many people live in America?
Even if it's 0.001%.
360 million.
Even if it's point yeah, whatever.
But, what's no, 1%
Sean,
of that?
Sean, I meant white ones. If we meant white people.
Let's get 50 people to write in one of our names.
3.6 million. Are you really asking that as a serious question?
Yeah, that's a 1% of the vote. Is we need 3.6 million people to vote for one of us?
Oh, that's right. Dutch can't math. I forgot about that.
Oh, shut up. Dude, that whole thing was a fucking who want, you know, are you smarter than a fifth grader bit just put to new Facebook terms? Come on, you thief. Shut up.
Okay, let's talk about that for a moment. Sean posted a math problem of like 7 plus 7 minus 7 times 7 divided by 7, blah, 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 blah. Like it,
the
one
level
of
fury I had when I saw that.
When I first read
that. By the
way,
it's 50, but who cares?
When I first read that. I just
who cares that people are stupid? I care that people are stupid.
Yeah, dude. Like I said, Jeff Foxworthy did this bit and made a show on it on NBC. Who gives a shit that it's like a thing on that?
Hold
Facebook
on. No one remembers.
I have no idea how much I wanted to murder you in that
Hold
moment
on.
When I saw you post that.
I solved the problem, but it took me 50 minutes because I used Common Core. So it was tough.
Did you draw a spider web? And like, what was that? I think it was it JJ who said that?
Yeah.
Draw a spider web and draw a bunch of lines through it.
The majority of Americans don't understand order of operation. Who gives a shit?
I was the one that said, I completely forgot about please excuse my dear Aunt Sally. Like that acronym and rule had completely left my brain.
By the way,
if you hadn't posted that, I wouldn't have remembered it at all. And so I'm more so
that
I'm
Sean was
stop interrupting
like
me.
This is the downfall of America because you don't remember order of operation when it comes to this. It's like
it is the downfall of America. It's why we have so much
downfall of America.
It's why we have so much ignorance in this goddamn country because you're all fucking
stupid.
Because
we don't remember what happened when we were
because you're dumb.
No, dude,
yes,
that's
you're dumb.
Math. I remembered it, but I'm just saying, like sixth grade math, really? That's the thing you're mad about. How about you pick up a good cause instead of doing a Jeff Foxworthy bit?
It's not a Jeff Foxworthy bit. Just by saying people are stupid.
I will say in
great math.
Hold on. In Sean's defense, I can't believe I'm actually defending Sean on this. The average IQ of Americans has gone down by 10 points in the last 20 years.
Oh,
and
I'm not saying.
And we're gradually
declining
in math skills. So.
What did you say N-word for? What does that have to do with anything?
I'm not saying we're not a stupid country. I get it. But how about you pick something better than a fifth grade math question and doing Jeff Foxworthy on Facebook and doing it for real to illustrate that point? How about you pick like something a little more? If you're going to do this whole grandiose of it, dude, Sean, I wanted to punch you last night when I was reading that shit. I got so mad and I didn't know why.
Well, the point I was trying to make was, why are you being a dick? Why can't you put some parentheses around that shit and write it the way...
it doesn't need parentheses, Marie. What does it need parentheses for? You have to do... Even if you took off the P and the E, there's no parentheses or exponents. You still do multiplication and division before you do addition and subtraction.
Yeah.
Right.
But I'm also organized and considerate and put things in a way that's like, oh, well, I can visually look at that without having to do... Okay, I have to not read this right to left. I have to reorder the thing that you wrote down for me to do it in the right thing. Just do the work for me, put it in the fucking right order, and I'll solve your goddamn problem.
Thank you for furthering my point.
It's not that I'm stupid, it's that I'm lazy.
I think it was more of like, it was the tone you had, rather than, you know, just like, hey, do you guys know this? It was more like, this is the reason why America is the worst thing in the world.
Now, hold on a second.
There's
a
thousand other reasons besides the fact that someone doesn't remember order of operation.
I'm not
from fifth grade math.
All right. Relax, all you brainiacs. Marie, please excuse my dear Aunt Sally. That's how you remember the order of operation.
Yeah.
Okay, I want a little trivia. That actually came up. It's not what you think. It's not the acronyms. Aunt Sally used to touch kids all the time, but it used to help them with math. So you would have to excuse them because she was such a great teacher that you would have to let her. That's how you remember the order of operation.
Oh, okay.
It's really simple.
Thanks.
Math is hard. Math is really hard. It's because
math fucking sucks.
Because I've never been a big fan of it.
First off, Sean, I'm disappointed that you're math shaming us. I'm offended. I'm going to call Al Sharpton.
Yeah, you are math shaming us.
What's the Asian version of Al Sharpton? Don't do it.
Kim Jong Un.
No, he is. Well, you know what? You may be very close.
They cured AIDS, didn't they?
No, not only that, he doesn't poop. Kim Jong-un doesn't poop.
Well, yeah, he doesn't poop. He cured AIDS and with like some ginger extract or something like
Holy
that.
Holy shit, did you see how fat he's gotten though?
Cancer. They cured cancer in North Korea, guys. We gotta go.
Okay, I'm up. Where's the plane? Let's go right now.
There's no more AIDS.
How to do a dictatorship the right way? Mm-hmm. Look at North Korea, man. Dude, if you can convince an entire people that you don't shit, like you're doing it the right way. Like Stalin, Hitler, not so much because the people turn on them eventually. These people that are like, no, this is the haircut we need. He doesn't shit. We have to cry when his dad dies.
This is the haircut we need as a people.
As a people.
But no, I mean, it's not that. I mean, I guess you say it's not doing it right. It's a matter of those people aren't allowed to.
Oh, no, it's right. I think that's the right way we should do it.
You want to have a dictatorship here?
Well, a Joel-tatorship or Dutch-tatorship.
You don't command enough respect.
Oh, I will. If I have that guy's haircut,
no, you won't.
I feel like
you would get
would
murdered
me.
Immediately.
Look at that hairdo.
You would get murdered immediately.
Oh, I wouldn't.
Yeah, you would.
I'd be able to convince a whole lot of people who look exactly like me.
You would get honey-dicked so quickly, and you would be killed so fast.
Don't honey-dick you, bro.
Don't honey-dick. You would immediately have some big-titted broad go in there and be like, and she'd kill you. That's what would happen.
You can't kill a guy with a chubby face and a hairdo like that. That's amazing.
Yeah, well, diabetes will do that. But, I mean, really, he's gained a surprising amount of weight.
He really has gotten fat. Is that what he looks like now?
There was an article about how fat he is now and how it's ridiculous. He looks...
Kim Jong-hungry.
You know what he looks like? He looks... Kim Jong-hungry.
I found that really funny.
He looks like an old lady that would own a Korean food market now.
Holy shit.
Look at his hair. Did he become a Super Saiyan?
Oh my God.
Is that what
No. His hair's not yellow.
Sean, is this his final form?
No, this is not his final form.
God, because his final form is going to be crazy.
It looks like he's got at least two more levels to power.
Oh, he's not over 9,000 yet.
Yeah.
No. Well, he's killed over 9,000 of his people, but he's not over 9,000.
900,000.
Remember when he killed the security administrator for falling asleep?
Well, he shouldn't have fell asleep.
He just murdered this old man who was his uncle for falling asleep.
That's what dude, like I said, dictatorship gone right.
Yeah, well, that's true. Dutch needs to bump up four numbers before he can run the country. That's not true. Kim Jong-un is a two when he's running a country. That's not even. Really, he's less than that.
Really mean.
it was kind of mean. It was absolutely.
She's basically saying that I am four numbers below this fat guy with a mushroom haircut.
Kim's neck is seeping onto his shirt. It is. It looks like nice hair, bra. That's good, Murray. He has Jersey Shore hair. You're right. He has Jersey Shore hair.
He's got guile hair.
Yes.
The Guidos.
Troopers, we just received new orders. South Korea is canceled.
Oh, you can.
Oh, fucking Christ. How many microphones does this fat fuck need?
17.
Okay. Well, as long as you give me a number, that's fine. Holy shit. I would love to watch the North Korean Shore, though. That TV show would be amazing. You'd watch it, right? The North Korean Shore?
Right.
Of course.
Just go into the bars. One in five of us dies every night. Whatever. It's fine. We work.
At a premise.
We get power 1 hour a day. Let's do it. I just want to party. You know, just get babes, work in slave labor camps. Whatever. Whatevs, brah. The situation with this guy is he's too fucking fat. He's going to die sooner than his dad. That is a guarantee.
No, Maul. They're not Swiss rolls. They're yodels. That's what those microphones are.
I want some Swiss rolls.
Oh, my God. How great are Swiss rolls?
Apparently.
Swiss rolls?
Swiss rolls?
Yeah.
Swiss
rolls. Those are gay rolls.
Cisgender
rolls?
Those are cisgender rolls. They're gay rolls.
I'm always fucked up.
So as I was looking up Kim Jong-un to see what he looked like in 2015, one of the related search queries I should have selected was Kim Jong-il looking at things. Because that's apparently a thing. Googling Kim Jong-il looking at things.
Yeah, I know what you mean. He's always staring with his hands behind his back, staring at something.
Googled it. Was not disappointed.
I mean, I was watching this documentary on Vice, that TV show Vice on HBO, where they do like a documentary every week, and they did one with like people that try to get from North Korea to South Korea, and they can't cross the demilitarized zone. Like, they have to go to China. It's this whole fucking thing to leave there, and you mostly get killed.
Well, you want to know the reason why they can't? Is because he's spending so much time looking at cucumbers, at dolls,
I'm looking at.
Oh my God, him looking at things. Wow, he was
he
a nosy.
He just likes to look at shit. He holds things up and just looks at them.
Oh, there he's not looking at anything there though. He's looking like the dead guy there.
Aw, but no, he's looking at some, I don't know, some sort of liquid.
Hey, this is liquid. All right, he doesn't see, this is these are people that are so sheltered from the real world that they don't even like real world San Francisco. It's just really sad because we all know that.
How
was
can
the
you
best
not?
Season. That was the best season, right?
You kidding me?
Real world San Francisco.
That was like legit drama.
All day. That's when it was real reality TV. Not now. Not the horse. Why is
all
he in
day.
A little?
I got it all day.
I do this all day, Winston.
Wait, was that the one where Steven slapped that chick
right in the face? Remember that? In the car downstairs.
Because she called him gay.
Yes.
And you can't call a black dude who's not gay gay.
No.
He was gay.
You get your face slapped. Well, he hadn't come out yet.
He hadn't come out yet, though.
I know.
And if that happens,
he didn't come out when I was with him.
Oops. I mean, hit that. Sorry.
He's not gay. He just really liked cock, okay?
I lived with him. He was gay.
You live with. Did you fuck him?
No, I didn't fuck him.
Hand job?
No. No, but he lived in the house.
Okay, but I mean, did he fuck dudes?
I mean, he was at the gay bars in West Hollywood
all
the time.
Do you have pictures? I mean, I'm just a little horny, I guess.
He's not gay. He just really hates vagina.
Yeah. Okay. Just really. Just absolutely despises. He goes yucky poo when he sees one. Yucky, yucky poo poo is actually his exact quote.
I don't know if that's a real.
No, it is. Actually, I remember correctly.
Like fish.
By the way, speaking of MTV, and after I know we got to go to break soon, but
yeah, I've got
to
break.
I was listening to Sirius Radio because I have it for free in the Audi because I'm a millionaire. And I was listening to it. And did you know? And Tammy, I'm sure you could tell that you know this, but the stations on Sirius are just a graveyard of MTV VJs.
Yeah.
Like, I was listening to, and it made me laugh. I'm not insulted.
Why are you bringing this up right before we go to break?
But this is, we can talk about it, but really, okay, you know what?
We wanted to end on a positive note.
Remind me when we come back.
Like, he works there.
I'm not trying to hurt him. I'm just saying,
like, this is a conversation that's going to last at least another 15 all minutes, right. And I got to pee.
After the break, I want to talk about MTV VJs because Matt Pinfield lately has been my life.
And I got to poop because I just ate 5 McDonald's cheeseburgers for no reason.
Okay. And I got to go jerk off on a homeless guy because it's Wednesday.
And I have to fart one more time.
Okay. I'm not there, Royce.
More Like Radio!
I'll mail it to you.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way.
The Nerd Hour.
Last Sunday Show!
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
More Radio!
Hey everyone, it's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show.
And Dan, also from the Cousin Joe Show.
And we are here to talk about No Station Required, which is what?
It is our documentary about internet radio and podcasting.
Correct, Dan.
I know, because you told me to say that.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And we're talking to you because we need your help.
We need your help.
If you could go to tinyurl.com/nostationrequired,
go there.
You could help us on Indiegogo to fund the film.
Fund this film.
It is almost guaranteed. No, it's guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Whatever show you're listening to right now will be featured in this documentary.
That's true.
Along with others of your favorite shows right on this very station, More Like Radio.
Word.
So go there, tinyurl.com/nostationrequired. Thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, listen to our show Thursday nights from 7 to 10.
Yeah, listen to our show, damn it.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Now, DGB.
because the V is so deep. An interesting show, it won't ever put you to sleep. It has all the content that you want, the best show on the planet. I ain't even gonna front deep. Bringing it again and again. Don't ever miss a show and make sure that you're always tuned in. Hosted by my man Mike and Ski Ray. Keep it turned up on the mic all day. Ask me what's my favorite podcast, I'd say DP. Listen to the show while you're sipping on your tea. It's the hottest of the hot. You ain't gotta trust me. Tune into the show and you will definitely see. With Mike and Ski Ray, you can't go wrong. The biggest show ever, bigger than a King Kong. Listen up and don't ever, ever miss a beat. It's DP. Remember that the V is so deep.
What's up, everybody? DP Podcast.
DP.
Be sure to listen to us Fridays at 8 Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Yep.
Also download us on iTunes.
Just type in DV.
DV, your favorite podcast. Favorite podcast.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined
Sean, did
my
you write this?
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming." And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my hands. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge cum.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
You know, at the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad. How about that?
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah, fun.
Birdie.
And to the Italians?
Papa the poopy.
Papa the poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans.
Hey man.
Spain. Singapore.
Oh.
Amazing.
Australians.
Crocodile Dundalk.
No.
A big loop are you?
No, that sounds like Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slag off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. till 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
High Society Radio is now part of morelikeradio.com.
Who's all part of the More Like Radio cavalcade of stars? Oh, who are you joining there?
Oh, well, Hippo Juice, they're the soul behind More right. Like Radio. And we're jumping on there. High Society Radio, that is.
What other kind of shows are over there, though?
Oh, there's plenty. There's just a roster that's ridiculous. There's 360 on 420. There's a gentleman show. There's Ain't Social Gamer Radio. There's the Red Show. There's Daytime Divas.
Okay, so you're not out there by yourself in the cold anymore.
No.
You're fucking with...
A family.
Yeah, a real family. A family of gangsters.
Take the edge off. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Okay, Steve, if you're looking for gender clarification, there's a number of things we can try. First, we raise some cash to get that dick off you.
Whoa, coming in hot!
Look, I'm just saying, let's raise the money so we have it. Worst case, we use it for a big Costco run. Now, you want to know if you're a girl on the inside, so let's see how you feel being a girl on the outside. What are you, a size one? I hate you.
I'm not feeling it. It's like the dress is wearing me.
Pair it with some kitten heels.
Well, I can't argue with the lines this creates.
It's dick-off time!
What? No! It's just a nice dress.
Still confused, huh?
Back live, Hippo Juice Show, second hour. That's Detachable Penis, one of my favorite songs of all time. We are live with Hammy, by the way, those just tuning in. And by the way, because I know we've had a lot of new listeners influx, mostly because I fight with people. But for those of you who don't know, I'd like to reiterate, Hammy is the host of Brains Through Radio.
Who am I the host of?
You are the co-host of Hippo Juice.
What am I the host of?
You're the host of Making a Delicious Dinner.
When do I get a promotion?
Right now.
What am I promoting?
You're the head chef of the house.
That sucks.
He is here. And he can be heard. Is it, I want to say, 6 to 9 Fridays, Hammy? Am I right?
We are going live pretty much. We don't have a set schedule because right.
our
schedule
is Friday, I mean. I'm sorry.
Every week, but most of the time we're on Fridays.
Yeah. So listen to them. And also their replay can be heard on the More Like Radio download page, along with Brains Through Wrestling, which is pretty good. Heard yes. that too. But yeah, I was listening to Sirius, and I'm not bashing Sirius at all. They did the right thing. It's just I haven't thought of these people in so many years. They hire like old MTV VJs, and I thought it was one or two, but literally like the 80s station has whatever stupid faces. The 90s station has Downtown Julie Brown. The Lithium, and this is the one that I want to focus on. I want to focus on Lithium because I like Lithium, and Lithium is their like, you know, 90s alternative station. Now, I'm sure you guys remember, and of course you remember, Dutch and Sean, is Matt Pinfield. Remember Matt Pinfield?
I actually don't.
Shaved head dude on MTV. He was an MTV VJ, and he always talked like this. Hey, this is Matt Pinfield. Coming up next is Nirvana, followed by... So he hosts this the show. He hosts pretty much...
Oh, he looks like the guy from The Shield.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So... He
or
was
Butterbean.
All he talks about, and I'm not even, this isn't even, this is just, I'm obsessed with it now. All he talks about is how he used to be famous on MTV. He was telling a story, and he was saying it with pride, and it was brand new. This is thing of like, yeah, you know, Fred Durst is my best friend. And I'm like, do you admitting that in 2015? And he was saying like, yeah, you know, Limp Bizkit's just taking really long to, Limp Bizkit's just been taking really long to come out with their album because, you know, they're humongous in Europe. Translation.
Oh, whoa. When did Mersh get on the show?
That's how Matt Pinfield sounds like. He sounds like every alt DJ.
They were a flash in the pan.
Let me explain. He would not admit that Limp Bizkit was just a flash. He was saying, no, they're just too busy being famous in Europe. And it was him talking about how he was personal. Every song, he had a story how he was friends with them. And when he would tell the story, it was kind of like those, you could tell the bands put up with him, and he felt he was closer to them than they really were. Like, right. You know, this. I always go watch Deftones, you know, every time they perform. I just love them, and I was watching them. And, you know, they were a little busy, but normally we hang out. Well, you could tell they were blowing him off.
Or like, they completely forgot who he was.
Hey, yeah,
maybe he had like three interviews on his.
You're
time
right
there.
Though, Dutch. They were probably like, "Oh yeah, Michael Chiklis. I'm a huge fan." Every time they see him. But I just thought it was funny because it was like that's really all VJ. Like, what else besides Carson Daly, who had a failed late night show? What else can those people do?
Nothing.
What are they qualified for? Like, except for I think one of them. I think Kennedy became one of the chicks on The View or some shit.
I really don't pay attention to Sean Kennedy.
I don't really pay attention to the jocks on the music channels. I'm pals with Jose on
right.
on Ozzy's Boneyard.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't really pay attention to anybody.
And
they all go and do the shows when I'm not there. They all pre-record their breaks when
Jose.
I will say that I did like Maxwell from Alt Nation. Because when we were driving over to Bonnaroo, he was saying, "Oh, I'm leaving tomorrow. I'm going to Bonnaroo. Blah 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 blah. You know, send me a send me a message and let me know what I should, whatever. So I sent him a tweet saying, hey, come and totally not do drugs with us. And
that's right.
He gave me a really good answer. He goes, I promise I will not do drugs, which basically I counted it out and he said he was going to do drugs. Now, it was just really funny, you know, because he was actually more of an honest dude, an honest guy. But yeah, it's kind of like.
Doesn't Sway do a morning show there now?
Yeah,
I believe he does.
He's on Shade 45.
Shade 45, yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to Tech?
You know what? I'm thinking about it. Like, you're naming all these names. Yeah, everybody in the old MTV jocks are like radio guys now.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. Well, to be fair, they started as radio guys before they were VJs. I mean, almost all of them, pretty much, were DJs.
Mom, that's very hurtful. She's posting pictures of bald men saying that Matt and Hammy.
Oh, my God.
Very hurtful.
Oh, my God. Matt Pinfield and Hammy are the same guy.
All these years.
Very hurtful.
I think it's.
Western Echo
was like Hammy and Vincent D'Onofrio and
Western Echo killed. Western Echo nailed it. If Billy Corgan let himself go,
Billy Corgan, there you go.
If Billy Corgan was eating too many Smashing Pumpkin pies, this is what he would look like.
Wait a second, Billy Corgan has let himself go.
Billy Corgan smiling politely.
Yeah, he works for TNA Wrestling now.
Does he really?
Yeah,
no.
He's the head booker of TNA Wrestling.
No,
he's a booker now.
Billy Corgan.
You're fucking with me.
From Smashing Pumpkins.
Not. He works.
Is he just a huge wrestling fan? Like, what's the story behind that?
He's a really big wrestling fan, and he's been into the business. He actually knows a lot about the business, but he is such a random hire because TNA was like WCW. They had Eric Bischoff, Hulk Hogan, and Vince Russo, and the company crashed and burned, and it hasn't recovered yet. So they hired Billy Corgan to try to revamp the roster, but now it's like ECW where checks are bouncing, no one's getting paid on time, and a lot of people are skipping out on checks, so a lot of people are retiring.
I just don't even understand how the transition is a weird one from being a basically a superstar in the 90s to...
Oh, yeah. If you think of, like, 90s...
Oh, my
like,
God, you're right. He has let himself go. He's a fat boy. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow, Kennedy used to be hot. Holy shit.
Dude, I had such a crush on her.
God damn.
Also, rest in peace, Chris Benoit, because that was today.
R.I.P. Chris Benoit died today, and his kids that he killed with his gym equipment. Father's Day, really, we should thank every Father's Day. I send the Chris Benoit Father's Day
card. I'm going to dedicate my workout in the gym tonight in Chris Benoit's memory.
You're going to kill two kids and tie your dogs up in another room? Fucking... God damn.
Remember when that thing happened, like that voicemail that like the neighbor left or whatever? Hey, we just, first of all, how did that get out? Second of all, just the whole, so we were, the nonchalant nature of them going like, we saw that you guys were murdered and we wanted to call and make sure that that wasn't true. Give us a call back.
yeah, I mean.
Just that.
Hey, you're not dead, right? Well, I have a fun one. Doc says anti-vaxxers are treated like Jews in Nazi Germany.
That's
true.
With the exception of actual catastrophic mass killings, it's really terrible.
Who says this?
I'm reading it. A doctor.
Bill Maher.
No.
Doctor?
Doctor.
Doctor?
Guy, I walk right into it face first with my mouth open.
Of course you did, you idiot.
Face first.
That's like the oldest trick in the book.
With my mouth open.
I put Saran wrap with Vaseline on it right in the doorway.
Like an asshole.
You still smushed your face into it.
Like a Maurice still farting.
And doctor. Well,
doctor.
Did we miss anyone?
Doctor? With the exception of actual catastrophic mass killings, it's a really terrible idea to compare anything to the Holocaust. Don't confuse that with the Holocaust, which is the annual street festival in Detroit. That anyone would lack the common sense or decency to need reminding of this is truly astonishing. And yet someone needs to. Dr. Bob Sears. He used to be Dr. Bob Sears in Roebuck. Dr. Sears, a California pediatrician, is best known for the author of The Vaccine Book.
Bob!
Don! No, that was...
Dan!
Dude, no, you don't have to play the whole thing. It was just, you said Bob.
Dan!
You started it.
Dan! 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 Dan!
Doctor?
Dan!
Doctor?
Mama!
Mama!
Nene eat the poo-poo!
Dr. Sears.
That's not annoying at all.
It is. Dr. Sears, a California pediatrician, is best known as the. You know what it's like when me and Dutch do that? You know when you put your hands down?
Everybody hates us when we do.
You know when you rub styrofoam, it doesn't bother you, but other people hate the noise? Else. That's what it is. Dr. Sears, a California pediatrician, is best known as the author of the vaccine book. In it, he advises parents to make the right decision for their children.
And, which is to worship Jesus Christ.
fucking idiot. Right decision for the children and to space vaccines out rather than give them according to the standard schedule. Recommended by the American Academy of Pediatrics and Centers for Disease Control.
Now, why would he say that?
There is no evidence that there's any benefit of doing this. Giving vaccines in combination does not overwhelm the immune system and is quite safe. Spacing them out merely prolongs the period of time during which infants may be susceptible to preventable illnesses. Dr. Sears' advice further redounds to the impression that there is something dangerous about immunizations, which is simply incorrect. I was already not among Dr. Sears' fans before I learned of recent posts he made on his Facebook page.
I've been more of a Dr. JCPenney fan.
Titled, The Vaccine Whisperer. I'm more of a Dr. Burdine's fan. It's
I'm
all about
Dr. Pepper guy myself.
Oh yeah, that's nice. It's
I'm
all
a Pepper. You're a Pepper.
Everyone's the daddy who loves Dr. Peppers. The titled "The Vaccine Whisperer." It's all about the patients he refers to as refugees who have been
about that base.
No trouble. Who have been dismissed from other practices because their parents refused to vaccinate them. In rather. Hyperbolic language, he describes the psychological scars their parents seem to bear on their apparent paranoia before they disclose to him that they don't want their kids vaccinated. He then hastens to reassure them that they are welcome, and if half of the patients aren't vaccinated, a state of affairs he seems to think is just dandy.
What's going on? I'm sorry, I'm really lost right now.
I'm just reading it.
I know you're reading, but like...
This doctor is basically saying space out the immunizations, probably to not do multiple at the same time, probably to get more money from multiple doctor's visits.
Doctor visits? Or is his reasoning like, you know, it hurts a little bit. Don't do it all at once to traumatize the infant by having that many shots in one day? Is that what he's going for? Or is there an actual medical reason?
He believes that if you give all the vaccines at the same time, that causes a higher chance of fucking up their immune system and giving them autism. Where he believes if you span out the vaccines, which nobody agrees with him, that there's a less chance. But the whole problem is his science is based on, it's not, no matter how you give it to them, it doesn't give you autism or make you, you know what I mean? So and people are saying if you space it out that way, it's not good because then it takes longer for the body to recover. And on top of that, you leave a infant susceptible to diseases while you're waiting to space out the vaccines. Where was I?
But he wrote a book.
Oh, well, if he wrote a book, then you're right. He's right. So then I tell them they don't have to whisper. He writes, they can say it loud and clear with confidence. I'm trying to get to this Holocaust thing, the whole title of this, and I don't know where it is.
Did you read the...
No, I just always read the title.
The headline and then nothing of the story and then realize halfway
through. Yeah, that's how I do prep.
Okay. All right.
Unlike how you do prep, which is just not do it.
Royce,
according to Dr.
That's
Sears...
That's not my job on this show.
You have
my
one?
My job on the other show is to do prep.
On this show?
What
is it you say you do
here?
Royce.
Yeah.
Control F, start typing HOLO, go down to the third one. That's where it talks about it. You're welcome.
Okay, this post is not intended to reference to a Holocaust, he concludes. It's obviously a reference to the discrimination and prejudice felt by Jewish people many years ago.
You probably should have read like the two paragraphs above it or something like that. Because it's just a quote. Why don't you read it out of order? Why don't you read backwards, memento this article?
Okay, you got it. I could do that. Absolutely. Okay, here we go. I'm going to read it backwards. Ready? Everyone ready?
Yep.
Okay. Anyone four enough is stage on hours five, lashes my off rip and heels inch six, my off take to get I when
no, that's not how memento
Rodriguez
went.
Says,
that's
point
not how
that
memento
at euphoric B
no,
will
Royce,
I. Did I do it?
Memento is moments in time. Being replayed backwards. You don't actually have to read each word backwards.
I'm not going to lie to you. I never understood that movie. Someone put Memento in order, I think, on YouTube, and it really is a way different movie.
Terrible movie.
Have you seen it in order?
Is it boring?
It's not good. The whole point of Memento is it's good because of how it was shot, but if you watch the story in order, it's just a normal movie. It's just
bad. Just a normal story?
Yeah, it's not a big deal, you know?
That's probably what it was, is like they shot the movie, and then they were like, this isn't that good.
Terrible. Let's put it out of order.
Change up the way it was.
He's brilliant. He's just so smart. Hey, Dutch, you know how your favorite site to shop for arts and crafts
stuff? Exactly. MarthaStewart'sPussy.com. What?
No, that's the site you invest all your money in. This is a love... remember, you know that Etsy thing where people sell their arts and crafts?
See? Yes.
My ex is all about that.
Everyone's all about that now. A love spell for $400. No wonder witches are cursing Etsy's ban on magic.
What?
What?
Yes.
I can't buy magic on Etsy anymore.
Apparently on Etsy, they were allowing people who are Wiccans or witches to sell potions for like $400, like love potions. They were allowing it.
But yeah. How could you say not that you couldn't allow that? Like what?
Well, I don't understand. I'm going to read it. Let me find out. Horn, goddammit, Etsy, the online marketplace for goods handmade by people among who the proportion of talent to enthusiasts varies to an almost dizzying degree, has recently revised its selling regulations and outlawed all magical or to use handmade spelling preferences by its vendors, magical spelled with a CK, goods, spells, hexes, curses, any metaphysical services that promises it will affect the physical change, e.g. weight loss or other outcome, e.g. love, is not allowed. Previously, such sales were
allowed.
Where
am I going to buy my magic?
Previously, such the card game? It's everywhere online.
No, I don't need the gathering.
You get the rare cards that you can't find, and like those are fucking...
Those are awesome.
Yeah. You have that in your deck, you win. Anyway, previously, such sales were allowed as long as they were accompanied by a tangible item, a candle, perhaps, or a crochet dream catcher, or a tin token to improve the efficiency of your mumbo jumbo. This presumably for the complicated legal reasons that one suspect ultimately boiled down to the allowing of site to escape accusations of perpetuating or perpetuating, depending on where you would like to draw the line, fraud. I think the issue here is not that they care about magic, but they don't want to be sued later for someone saying, hey, I bought a love potion and this shit doesn't work.
Well, they probably didn't.
They should have bought love potion number 9.
They probably should have used the magic right.
But is it mm-hmm. is it the internet's responsibility to police people for being stupid?
No, it's not the internet's responsibility. I believe it's just a company, Etsy, trying not to get sued. Like, for example, eBay, for example, went through something similar. Back on eBay, back in the day, you could sell like this stuff, and they started not letting you do that because people started going, you know, suing them or saying it's fraud. And I believe that's the reason. I don't think it's because they give a shit that people are stupid, because people are stupid.
But I mean, can't you just put a disclaimer and say that Etsy does not guarantee, you know what I mean? Like,
you're right.
How? Why would they just? If people are dumb and they're going to spend money on shit like that, then let them be dumb and spend money on shit like that. It's
hey, look, I'm on no side here. I'm just saying I think why they did it is I think that's the reason. Naturally, many witches, warlocks, and I agree with you. If people are going to pay for it and they're dumb, make money off of them. I always believe that. Who gives a shit? If you're stupid and you're going to pay for it, that's your fault, you know? Naturally, many witches, warlocks, and other vendors are exercised by the religious discrimination they feel is being practiced. Why, for example, should St. Christopher's medals and other blessed trinkets still be allowed for sale? I agree with that, too, when they still offer less tangible... You know what? That's a good point. They allow Christian things, but they don't allow... Which, really, isn't it the same thing?
Why are they allowed to sell items that don't make them feel better, and we aren't allowed to sell things that don't make people feel better?
Exactly. That's a very good point, because now you could be argued... No, it can be argued. It's factual that this religious stuff is the same thing. It's not going to really do anything for you. You get a fucking St. Christopher medal. It doesn't mean shit, except you own a really overpriced medal. The more cynical among us wonder how the influence of Mammon is at play, because a quick sprint around the internet reveals that there's big money in spell selling. That is true. There is a witch or witch type effect person ready to supply followers, customers, marks, every romantic, financial, or reputative need at a wide variety of price points. It says here's some examples. I'm currently debating whether to purge all the negative Forces from My Life via Reverse Curse, a Double Hexer, or a Jinx Buster for $39.95. So you could get a Reverse Curse if, like, you're having bad luck for $39.95 if you want to take care of things that way. Why is it making that goddamn noise again?
Because...
Is it me?
No, it's us.
It's a curse.
Well, you should buy this Reverse Curse for the Skype situation.
I fixed it. It was easy. It seems like a steal compared to some other sites. I found that chain that charges 10 times that. That's $400 for... Okay, $400, basically, is how much they were selling stuff for.
Yeah, see, if people are dumb enough to pay buy it, shit like
I
that...
I agree.
Then they should be able to pay for it. I mean...
Oh, no. I absolutely agree. I mean, once again, I'm just playing devil's advocate here, wondering why the company did it. And I really believe it just has to do with what they become. Let's face it. Etsy's become humongous lately. I mean, they weren't huge. So I think getting bigger, they're just kind of going through the same changes eBay went through. And they probably could do a disclaimer. But I think for them, it's just easier not to. Now, I agree. You shouldn't then be allowed to sell fucking Christian trinkets either. You know?
What's the dumbest thing you ever bought online?
No, that's not the question you should be asking.
Yeah.
The question you should be asking right now is, why am I not following Perv Shop on Etsy? As you can see, he's selling a lovely handbag.
I see this.
For only $30. I think it's a steal, really.
It's just a bag covering his bare penis. It has a lot of pubes, and that's what it is.
It's fucking shave.
I mean, if you don't...
Seriously, dude, at least trim up.
I mean, if you don't like that handbag, there's other handbags that he's selling.
I don't think handbags are the... No, Dutch, I don't think
you
see.
Would you prefer that?
No, the handbags aren't the problem.
Why isn't Mitch doing this?
Mitchell. God damn
this
it, Mitch.
This has Mitch written all over it.
Okay, I get it, you guys. You're just not enjoying...
No, the handbags aren't the problem.
You don't like the leather, and you don't like the leopard print.
It's not the handbag.
What about snakeskin?
It's a little tacky for my taste.
What about the snakeskin?
I'm trying to find something for my girl.
Dutch.
There's a nice bush mountain.
How are you guys? Okay, the purses aren't the issue, guys. It's the
way they're presented.
It's the fact that he's so hairy.
Right. It's not good lighting. He should really work on his camera.
You're right. It's like when you get sushi, you want it on like a nice white porcelain plate, not like a piece of paper.
He's so hairy like a bear. In. Yes. Pubes are hot, though.
No, they're not.
No.
Pubes are hot?
No, they're not.
Chicks find them hot.
Trim them. The thing is that, look, once again, I get it, but in Florida, you need to trim your pubes. It's just not good not to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude, especially when it's getting
to hairy. You're so hairy, like a bear.
When it's getting to like high 80s, low 90s up here now, I am shaving everything right now.
It's tough. It's hot.
But I have lost about almost 90 pounds, so the sweating has gone down dramatically, but it's still bad.
That's a lot.
That's a person.
Yeah, yeah. You basically lost Fiona Apple.
You lost my ex-girlfriend.
That's impressive.
I crossed the 300-pound mark for the first time since right after high school.
How good does that feel? Hammy, that was me too. When I was under, that's when I told Marie, oh my God, I'm under 300. I was like... ecstatic that day because I
was so happy.
It was
when I first started, I was 385. Now it was 298.9, but it worked.
You were bigger than me, and I was big.
Dude, I was bad.
My biggest was 365.
Yeah, I was fucking horrendous. I'm getting very distracted now by this pervy guy holding bags in front of his junk.
Distracted or turned on?
What was your heaviest?
Distracting and turned on.
198.
Shut up.
My happiest was 190.
Fuck both of you.
Fuck us because we're not retarded.
As a matter of fact, them at their heaviest.
Addict eaters,
Dutch,
like you idiots. Shut
Dutch,
up.
Dutch. Yeah, no, you do that with alcohol. Dutch.
Exactly.
And by the way,
hey,
I don't.
At least I'm still sexy.
I don't need somebody with Joe Dirt's shirt telling me what the fuck to do. Flannel and no sleeves.
Luke Duke shirt. I love this shirt.
Yeah, really? Hazard. No. You
look so fucking comfortable.
Yeah, is it? Is it fucking? Is it?
Yeah, it is. I'm wearing it. So
is
I can
it
tell
Joey?
You yes, it is.
Is it Joey?
You sit there and ask, is it? And I'll tell you, yes, it is. Actually, it's on my body, and it's actually comfortable.
Yeah, did you buy that from Joey from Blossom's garage sale? Because it looks great. Wow, that's a big bag.
Good burn.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. Yeah, but wait a second. That purse now. I don't understand. Do people buy
it? Who is this guy selling purses?
No, hold on. Do people buy it because it touches his dick? I'm trying to understand.
That's why I would buy it.
Yeah.
Well, it's also really affordable.
You should trim up a little bit, though.
I don't think that's the gimmick.
I think that's just the gimmick. I think you're right. I think now Sean sent this to me, and I did want to play this. It's gay porn. No, it's a
that was something else.
That was wrong link. Lexus, you know, we're talking about hoverboards. Well, Lexus
finally
actually came out with not one of these. Oh, it's kind of a hoverboard, but you're going to use it for 5 seconds or on a magnetic track. No, no, no. Lexus actually came out with a hoverboard. Hold on a second, guys.
Functional hoverboard prototype. Yeah. Says here.
Yeah, I'm trying to pull
back
it up
future
here.
Future fans may finally get to try a real live version of the film's famous floating skateboard. Okay.
Yeah. Now, if you want to read how it works, because it works with liquid nitrogen and magnets.
So do you have to only be on a metal surface?
No, it works on. That's why this one works on any surface,
even water.
No, they don't work on water unless you got power. Yeah, I got it.
I think the liquid nitrogen is to cool it.
Okay. Well, it's a short teaser, but they're going to release it. By the way, it's going to come out October 21st, 2015, the day Marty McFly went back to the future.
Of course.
That means they've been sitting on this for a while.
Oh, yeah, of course. Now, look at it. On concrete, hovering. See? It's really... You see the liquid nitrogen coming out of the side?
Yeah, I think that's.
I
want to
see the guy get on it. I want to see the guy ride it.
Ah, well, hold on. It's a teaser. This is a teaser. He's about to step on it, and then there's more to come. Lexus hover.
So Lexus is behind this.
Yeah.
Toyota.
So that
Toyota.
Means Honda's behind it.
Toyota.
Well, they are always in the pursuit of perfection.
Yeah.
It's Toyota.
Toyota. It's not Honda.
Oh, Toyota. Okay. Yeah.
But I think Sean's right. I think there's probably some electromagnets in there that get heated up that the liquid nitrogen is to cool them.
What I'm thinking. The way I've always envisioned creating a hoverboard would be something that reverses a polarity of the bottom of the surface, the bottom surface of the board, and that reverse polarity is what actually repels it away from other surfaces.
Similar when you hold two magnets at the same
side
together.
Right, that's a magnet against a magnet. Right. So you're saying if you take two magnets and double their polarity, that will push against other surfaces too?
Well, if you can create enough lift,
you
can
polarize the other surface.
Right. What you're trying to do is you're trying to use these magnets to reverse their reverse of the actual Earth's magnetism.
Yeah.
Because each object on the ground radiates magnetism.
And that would explain why, because it would need to be a really powerful magnet.
Yeah, it would have to be a very, very powerful
nitrogen.
Magnet. It would put off a lot of heat, so the liquid nitrogen would have to be there to cool it.
That actually makes sense.
I have a question.
Yeah.
If you get near anything metal, is it never coming off then if it's that powerful?
Well, no, because if they're electromagnets, I'm assuming... If they're electromagnets, I'm sure there is a... if you turn them off, it would stop the polarization.
Okay, you know what? Nope, never mind.
I'm sure they're using electromagnets. They have to.
Yeah, that's my question. There you go.
So then you just turn it off. You know, and I'm sure this thing, I guarantee you probably have to charge the magnets for a really long time, and it probably only works for 30 minutes. Because if they're as powerful... What Sean's saying is true. If they're that powerful, the battery source has to be ridiculous. You know what I mean?
Well, not like that, but like they're going against the Earth's magnet, like the natural magnetism of the Earth. Like,
what were you going to say, Sean?
The physics of it are a little different, because what you could use is you could be using ionic particles to power this, because right now they're trying to move away from, you know, actual fuel sources and use the Earth's nature. I mean, ionic and electrical forces to power everything. That's why Tesla just invented these batteries that fucking can run your whole house.
God damn it. By the way, Tesla, that guy, the shit he's doing.
He's amazing.
People are overlooking him, but it's ridiculous.
He's making a cargo train that can almost that can travel across land as fast as a plane travels across the country.
Tesla died.
No. Car company, the guy who owns Tesla, the car company.
Elon Musk.
Okay.
But his company, Tesla, what they're doing is like it's not just that he made an electric car, is he made an electric fast as fuck, nice looking sports car. Like it wasn't
and
like
all his patents are open.
Yeah, he said it. He's a big libertarian. He said that he believes that the only way we're going to ever advance from another power source is if people stop trademarking stuff like this, so everyone could use it.
Oh, he's so dead.
He said anybody that
he's so dead.
By
he's
the way,
get murdered by an oil company.
Doesn't he look like Reverse Flash? Doesn't he look
he
like Dr. Wells?
He looks like Tom Cavanaugh a little
he
bit.
He really does. He looks like Tom Cavanaugh quite a bit.
I've never seen him and Tom Cavanaugh in the same place at the same time.
Oh my God, that's why he has all this technology. He's from the future.
It might be.
I'm thinking more like Ferris Bueller Down Syndrome.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, I see that too.
I'd love to go work for SpaceX,
yeah,
by the way.
So anyway, this guy, the shit he's done is, read about it, dude. It's that's an electric car. That looks better than a fucking Jaguar. That's ridiculous. Yeah.
It looks like an Audi.
Cars already.
Yeah. What he's doing with house batteries, too.
Yeah, that's what Sean was saying. Like,
it's amazing.
Like double A's?
No.
Like a battery
D-cells.
You put on the side of your house, and it has a solar panel hooked up to the roof, and it charges the...
Solar panels?
It'll power your entire...
home.
Yeah, your entire home.
And that, sir, is where we're going to install your solar panel.
So, yeah, it is really ridiculous.
By the way, that is a direct audio from the movie.
Oh, it's awful. Yeah.
No, it's the greatest.
Sorry, yeah. No, I mean, he's...
So it runs off 9-volt batteries.
Yeah, basically. No, you have... No, not 9-volt.
Can I use the batteries in my remote?
Actually, it uses single-A batteries. You have to special order them. They don't even make them anymore.
I've never even heard of that.
I know, exactly. You have to go to Batteries Plus to buy them.
Why did they skip B?
Because 687 or 789?
789, yeah.
Is that what it was?
That's interesting. B batteries.
There has to be B batteries.
There's not.
Yes, there is. Hold on. Now
Mitch
I got to see.
Mitch Hedberg did a bit about it.
B, cell.
There's A.
Battery.
C and D.
Great. Now he's not going to be able to sleep tonight.
God damn. No, they do have B batteries. They look weird as fuck, though.
Really?
Yeah, they're special. You don't really see
them. Just going off the Mitch Hedberg bit.
No, his is... Isn't it D batteries that he's making fun of?
No, B, because, you know.
I would like D batteries.
The reason why they don't have B batteries is because if you try to order them, people think you're stuttering. Can I have B batteries, please? What was that, sir?
The B batteries.
That was a great Mitch Hedberg impression. Thank you.
Oh, look, there's a whole article about it. Here you go, Dutch. What the hell happened to A and B batteries? Well, now that the question has been asked, the answer would clearly vex you for the rest of your days, or at least until you ran the Google for answer. Fear not. We're here to help. An A cell pictured above is a 12-volt, 20... Okay, this is what an A cell, like a single A cell battery looks like. Here you go. So you want to see thrilling battery talk on Hippo Juice. Here
no, I don't
want to
see. I want an A. There you go. Actually, I want a B.
Give me an A. Well...
I know what A cell batteries look like.
Although it... No, that's just one A. Although it has been widely replaced with alternate rechargeable forms, many lower-end computers still rely on this battery backup to maintain a blah, 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 blah. A B-cell battery, on the other hand, is one in which you are probably already familiar with, possibly without knowing it. A B-cell battery primarily used in Europe. That's why you don't see it here. It's most commonly used in portable lanterns. However, there are other applications with only a little bit of searching. I was able to track
one
down.
They call flashlights lanterns over in Europe, just FYI.
I know. This is what a B-cell battery looks like. You really don't see those here. Now that you see it with a handy bit of knowledge, you can go about your day. So there you go. There is B-cells. See, now we answered it.
I've never seen him here.
Going back to that Tesla car,
yeah.
The Model S, first off, it's an amazing car to drive.
It's fast.
A couple of years ago on Top Gear on BBC, they had a sports car version, a two-seat roadster Tesla car.
Tesla R, right?
It costs like $200,000, but
yeah.
It destroyed a high-powered Mercedes on their test track. It beat it by like five or six seconds.
You know what's ridiculous? Like,
the most powerful V8 you can get in a car these days, and this Tesla destroyed it.
When it turns on, you don't even hear it.
No, it doesn't make a sound.
Because it's not a combustible engine.
It's all electric.
It's ridiculous.
I like how you're talking about this as if we haven't seen hybrid or battery cars before.
Not like this.
New,
no, this
not
is
not like
you
this.
You don't
though.
Understand. This isn't like the other ones. That's what makes it. What he's doing, no one else has thought of yet.
Well, what's the huge difference then? I actually want to know.
He has created a battery, the number one, actually holds charge. His cars can travel the longest on a charge than anybody else's cars. But not even that. His cars are beating, like you said, Mercedes 0 to 60. There is not another company that can make a fast electric car.
The Model S, the Tesla Model S, 2014 Tesla Model S, says here that the range is like 253 miles on the battery. But it performs
look at the inside.
At 302 to 416 horses.
Yeah.
This here you go.
An electric car.
This isn't a test with a specific Tesla, yeah. But in the chat, I posted a YouTube link. Go to the 3.5 minute mark. This is when Top Gear had a test of the super high powered SLS Mercedes with an electric sister of it. And the electric version of the SLS destroys the gas powered version. If you just want to test to see how far electric cars have become.
Yeah. Torch.
I love Top Gear, by the way.
Glorified Torch.
Such an amazing
possibly
show.
Beat a 6.2 liter V8.
3, 2, 1.
It's not a torch.
That green car is all electric.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rampant rabbit.
Holy shit!
What in the name of God?
It murdered. It murdered the gas counterpart.
He's powering this thing.
I want to hear him.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Now it's going to go into the science.
This is what there you go. Please, yes. Looks like if I take its high visibility jacket off, and this is the key. That is the electric motor. It's the size of a melon. It has one moving part, and it produces all of its torques. And there are many. The instant you touch the throttle,
the thing is the size of a desktop computer.
Like instant torque.
This
instant.
Is, yeah, I know, but it this takes up no space.
Now, all electric cars, the G-Wiz, the Nissan Leaf, the lot, have one of these. But the SLS has four. There's one for...
It has four of them? Ooh.
Each wheel. So, it's four-wheel drive. And it has Formula One-style pushrod suspension and a low center of gravity because all the batteries are mounted in the spine of the chassis. So,
White Ass Brent says it's because electric cars have maximum torque at zero speed.
Theoretically, this should have the handling to match the immense grunt. In comfort mode, it feels like any other car, really. But when you put it in sport...
Oh, yeah, that's true. These cars, too, they have different modes. Like, even the Tesla, when you drive it, there's you know, regular day mode. But you put it in sports mode, it uses more power, but it'll turn up the horsepower.
Well, the thing is that, like, the whole idea of shifting a gear to get from one crankshaft to the next with, typical combustion motors is completely out the window.
Yeah.
No. So when you have, your basically speed 5.
Yeah.
Always?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's definitely ridiculous. Like I said, and by the way, this isn't like, I'm like, save the planet and use electric. Forget that. It's just right now, it's the
baller.
It's the what you want. Quiet. It's you could power it. You could plug it into your house, man. You don't even need these special chargers anymore.
Did I send you guys that video? I might have. It was a while ago. It was this guy who basically he got one of these type of cars, and then he had his friends and his family, and he was recording the reactions the first time he put it into sport mode.
Right.
And then he just touched it, and it just launched like 0 to 60 in like a second. And I'm not joking when I say that. Like a second?
No, it's like 1.3 seconds. Something retarded like
people
that.
People were launching back in their seats going like, what the fuck was this?
White Ass Sprint has a very good analogy. Did you ever have an electric racetrack as a kid? I did.
Yeah.
Soon as you push the button, your car raced at full speed around the track.
Right.
So if you go back to that video and play, go at the 6 minute mark, he does a performance test of going around corners just to show the absolute maximum amount of performance these electric cars can do.
At any given moment. And the upshot is, this doesn't feel like anything I've ever driven before. It feels twitchy and nervous. It feels like a thoroughbred.
And you got to understand, if you ever watch Top Gear, these guys usually rip on these hybrids and electric cars. They make fun of them.
The guy in the car right now, Jeremy Clarkson, he despises the Prius and
hates them.
And hybrids. He hates them.
Oh, because they're awful.
Oh, they are.
Awful, awful vehicles.
Especially if Punchy's driving one.
Yeah.
Holy shit!
That was brilliant. So let's sum up then. Instant torque, savage power, mesmerizing speed. Mercedes quality, no noise, and a petrol bill of exactly naught.
It sounds then like the stuff of dreams, but there are drawbacks. Range, for example.
He's going to talk about the drawbacks. Yeah, and that's what Western Echo just said.
High-performance electric cars like that have like maybe a 30-mile range at maximum speed like that. But the like you said before, the Tesla can go up to 300 miles per charge, and they're building them all over the place now. The 30-minute charge stations for these Tesla cars. Unfortunately, the Tesla still costs $80,000. But like you said, also their patents are all open source. So Ford, Toyota, Honda, and all these other car companies can use their patents to improve their hybrids.
Yep.
You guys want to see some reaction of people who this guy has this car that you're talking about?
Sure. Go ahead. I got you. Go ahead.
You got it? Do you see it?
Yep.
Here we go.
I'm just gonna launch it. So I put it in sport and insane mode. And then you just hit it.
Whoa!
That's 60.
That's 60? Go back. Hold on.
Second.
Go back. Do that again. I'm sorry, Dutch. Go back. I got to see how fast.
No, dude, he's got, there's a ton of reactions.
I'm really mad that the option is insane. Like, it's not like just. Boy, that's perfect. Isn't that good?
That's a random, like, what's the future?
The car's insane, right? Everyone thinks the car's insane, so why not have, you know, like an insane mode, right?
That makes sense.
So you just come to like a complete stop.
All right.
Here we go.
Oh shit, Brooks!
What the? 70 miles an hour.
Brooks, oh,
what? That was in shit. Two first of all, you fucking can't fucking
seconds. 2 seconds. Like, you 2 seconds. Give people fair warning. Why? Like, you can't fucking just say.
You gotta give Brooks, a nigga a fair warning.
I think I shitted in your seat. Right.
Oh, this old lady. Hold on, I love these now.
Hello, old ladies, freaking out.
Okay, that's enough.
Okay.
I got it.
Holy
shit.
Oh, ladies cursing. Oh. Holy shit, that's awesome.
That's not funny.
You okay?
That is not
she
funny.
She
got mad.
That is not funny, Harold.
Oh, man, it did.
Yeah.
Oh, Dennis goes, so there'll be no electric car, no electric NASCAR races. Not true, because he says unless they take 30-minute breaks. That's not true. What they would do is they would develop NASCARs to have removable batteries. So when you would go to a pit stop, you'd swap out an already charged battery and you keep driving. I've already thought of it. Boom, in your face.
Oh, snap.
More efficient than wasting fuel.
Here's two old people now.
Yeah. I'm a complete stop.
Two old people.
Oh, God, they're really old, too.
She looks nervous up in the front. She looks really nervous.
Oh my god! Oh my god, Brooks! Oh my god!
70 miles an hour.
Whoa!
No way!
I'm amazed at the speed though.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh my god!
Basically, right there, that's the sport.
Look at this.
Oh, this big tough black guy. I gotta see this. Now I'm addicted to this. Sorry, these are amazing.
Put the insane mode on the car. So basically, you know, you press that button.
So you ain't gotta worry about you staging is simple.
No, you just stage. There you go.
God. Damn it, that motherfucker accelerates
65 miles an hour.
Hold on, Dutch, pause for a second. What was funny about this guy was he was like white guy talking as a black guy, like, yeah, you know, this car. And then immediately, holy shit, motherfucker!
What the fuck, man?
Damn! Like, it was just, he went street really quick.
Royce, here's what we do.
Yeah.
We get one of these, we take it out to 27,
put a rebel flag on it.
And, well, first of all, that's, I mean,
obviously
obligatory.
Yeah. And we race people.
And we race people on 27. They would never know.
No.
Do you see how, like if you look at, like, the background of the back windows.
It's
like
just all windows.
How fast just how quickly it just races by within a second or two.
When he goes, that's 70. I'm like, that is a ridiculous fucking speed.
2 seconds.
2 seconds.
Are you fucking kidding me?
It's 2 seconds to 70.
Are you going to finish the rest
of it? Yeah, now I have. Now I really want to finish it, yeah.
This is faster than McLaren on the start, ain't it, guy?
Oh, yeah. I mean, takes you by surprise, right? Ready?
Kids. Her fucking little DS flew out of her hand. Her phone flew out of her hand.
Stuck to the seat.
Uh-oh, black girl.
I think he realized, let me just find more black people. They have the best reactions.
Oh, she loves it.
That is awesome.
She loves it, though.
I can do that every day. I need to
all day?
Do it all day, wizard.
All day. All day.
Why are you yelling?
How great was that?
Dude, I want...
When you first started talking about it, I'm like, oh, I remember seeing a video like this.
I'm telling you, man, like, it's absolutely ridiculous, the technology we have now with this shit. And by the way, this isn't like any more like save the world. It's just, no, I don't want to have to fucking put gas on. And I what is the chart? Like, how long does it take to get a full charge?
Yeah, oops, 30 minutes.
The Tesla at their high powered charging stations, 30 minutes.
And they have the converters where you could charge them at home overnight too.
But think about that. You drive 250 miles and then you stop for 30 minutes, get something to eat.
Isn't there electric car charging stations at your job, Marie, I believe?
Not only that, somebody owns a Tesla at work.
Oh, really?
I don't know who it is.
A manager.
I'm going to...
A director.
I've been trying to stalk them.
It's probably a director.
Might be the CEO. And that's great, I don't know.
There's a lot of companies where you don't even pay charging bills because they give you the charging for free. You just plug into their business.
Oh, yeah. In our company, the parking garage is solar powered. They just have charging stations.
Exactly.
They just allow you to...
Solar power.
Real quick, guys. I have one more video in the chat about the high performance model of the Model S Tesla.
Oh, yeah.
Going up against a Lamborghini Aventador.
Lamborghini?
For those who don't know what an Aventador is, it's really fucking fast. Let's just say that.
Yeah, no,
it's the fastest car Lambo makes.
Yeah, all right, here you go. I'm a full screen for everyone here. Okay, they're at the light. 0 to 60 in 3.2 for the Tesla. Okay, let's see.
Beep. 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 Go.
Wee. Oh. They left a Lamborghini in the dust.
Now, the Lambo does eventually
catch up. Yeah.
But in a quarter mile race, that probably can hold its own against a Lambo.
Well, just the fact that how much money it costs just to make a Lambo engine.
Wow. That model Tesla is maybe $150,000. That Lambo's almost $500,000.
Exactly the difference. Yeah, so, I mean, it's ridiculous. Holy shit. Oh, yeah, why ask Brent?
It's amazing technology.
The Daytona 300, they would have to call it. No, I mean, I think we'll get there. I think we'll get to the point. I really do.
Dude, this is happening in our lifetime. I guarantee everything is going to go. I mean, because these car companies are going to have to
adapt. Absolutely. They are.
The only problem is that like the oil companies are the ones who kind of are powering this country. So if you just take that away, our entire infrastructure dies and America is becoming Canada.
Not true at all. No, and I'll explain why. Not if America actually becomes the forefront of this kind of energy, then we could replace it with that. And by the way,
that's not happening.
I know. But look at a boy could dream.
We
don't have enough Asians here.
Dutch, I mean, can't.
They developed
a
water car and they killed the guy who developed that. So it's like Tesla. I mean, because it's obviously the car is named after Nikola Tesla. Electricity, we shouldn't have to plug things into things.
We shouldn't have to pay for electricity.
No, it should be like Wi-Fi.
Yeah, Tesla.
Things we're holding is constantly holding a charge.
Well, that's
not even a charge.
That's what
it's constantly powered on.
Nikola Tesla was actually working on that.
He was a proponent
of
electricity
made it
for everyone.
No, not even that, Sean. Yeah, that also, free electricity. But he also was working on charging things wirelessly, using the electrons in the air.
That's what I just said.
To charge it. No, I know, but Tesla
You're
was...
You're saying what I just said.
I said Tesla...
But Royce is saying he was doing it already.
Tesla was working
on
it. Nikola Tesla was working on it, is what I'm saying.
Hey, am I going crazy or did I just say that?
You did not just say that. You talked about it, but
you just... You said that we should, and Royce is saying we have.
We have.
No, I'm saying...
It doesn't matter, Duke. Fuck, it doesn't matter, all right?
Go back to the tape.
Relax, Bo Duke. He was working, and there was some stuff that was crazy, but he was a proponent. Let's
all my point is that, like, you know, dude, the entire
Thomas
infrastructure
a thief?
Is based on economy, based off of this, power, gas, whatever. You take one of those entire things away, it's like kicking out the, you know, the one of the three legs of a table.
No, but the thing is, our oil comes from the Middle East regardless. So even the bulk of the money of the oil trade is for them. It's not for us.
Dude, think about it, though. If you think about it's like it. Every gas station just shut down
and replaced with solar charging stations. Yeah. What's the big deal?
Yeah, but you're telling me right now it takes 30 seconds and you can just plug into a regular 120 volt battery charging station.
Okay, so who gives a shit if gas stations go away? Honestly,
just telling you, the reason why it isn't a thing right now is because our entire infrastructure will die.
But yeah, but that's using New Jersey.
Hold on. I'm not, dude. I'm with you. I think it should be. I'm just saying that's probably the reason.
But that's
why
like using New Jersey logic. Like that's one of the only the two states where they still pump your gas just because they want to keep the jobs.
Exactly.
Just because they want to keep jobs. No,
dude. That's a prime fuck example.
Yeah. Hey guys, I don't know if you want to end the show or not, but I do have one more video that kind of combines both points that you guys are talking about
I'll
in
play
the
it
chat
really
room,
quick, and then we'll have to end after that. But sure,
is it two guys docking?
I hope so.
I don't know why the chat room just froze on me, but yeah, I'm actually in check the Skype chat and go to the 1 minute mark. This is another video from Top Gear. It's a car that has a solar powered generator on it. And it's an electric car, but it constantly is powered by an electric by a gas powered generator in the back of the car, so it runs like any generator in a house,
right?
But it's all electric powered, so it combines the best of both worlds. Yeah, it's see. It go to the minute mark. It kind of explains what's going on.
Yeah,
if you just wanted to take a look at it,
minute mark. Yeah, I'm interested now. I hope the listeners are interested because I am.
BZ8 Roadster. So obviously he knows his way around a pencil.
But it's not the looks that we're interested in. It's what goes on underneath them.
Are they in South Beach?
Yes.
Oh, they're in Alligator Alley.
As with most electric cars,
Chrome Drive.
A great big slab of batteries, and you can plug those into a socket at your house or your office and recharge them. And then you have a range of 50 miles. Which doesn't sound very good, does it? But then, I just touch this lever here, I engage a 2-litre petrol engine, which is under the bonnet.
But unlike...
And it charges the battery?
Yes. That's the only purpose of that engine, is to power the battery.
Yeah.
Instead, it drives an electricity generator.
See, at this point, the display is telling me I only have 9 miles of range left, and normally I'd be going, oh, God, will I make it? But no, because I know, with a touch of that paddle, or even leaving it to its own devices, the petrol engine will make more electric.
That's really cool.
And it has a solar panel on the roof to power the radio, the air conditioning, the CD player. It powers all that, so only the gas engine under the hood powers the electric motor to actually drive the car. The solar panel takes care of everything else.
Well, that's the kind of point of the newer car that we were watching earlier, in the fact that once you get it started and once you get an actual rotating engine going that will actually generate electricity, it's kind of generating like just a general alternator. Once it's finally turning, it'll power itself the entire time. Like, why would you need a gas engine? I guess that's a question we can have another time.
All right, guys, thank you for listening. 9:30 coming up right after this. We are continuing our reviews of TV shows. We're going to do the entire season of True Detective. So we're starting with episode 1, and we'll be reviewing it and doing that. And we're going to be doing different shows throughout the year. Everyone really, really gave us a lot of positive blood test and then also feedback for the Game of Thrones one. So they wanted us to keep doing it. We have a whole bunch of shows people want us to watch. We're only going to get through, obviously, one through every session.
And it's only going to be current shows that are on TV as of right
now. I know people are sending old shows, but we might maybe do Better Call Saul. We'll see. But right now, we're going to do True Detective, so stay tuned for that. More Like TV, if you want to follow that on Facebook.
Ooh.
Yep, More Like TV on Facebook.
Good call.
Yep, so thank you guys for listening. We're going to be back talking some TV show. Hammy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Brain Stew, go have fun with karaoke tonight.
Try to get your dick blown again.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be tomorrow.
All right.
So all right. Happy for you, by the way.
Pixar, it didn't happen.
Last night on DNR, but I'm so happy for you.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening. We're out of here.
Fuck you guys. I'll let you get right to it now. I only want you to go. Goodbye, my only friend. Oh, did you think I meant...